Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp Baseball is 15 minutes away. It's time for Shrimp on Deck, featuring interviews from inside the clubhouse, scores from around the International League, Miami Marlins organization, and a preview of today's game. Now, here's your host, Matt Davis.
From Slugger Field in Louisville, Kentucky, it's once again time for some Jumbo Shrimp Baseball. Hi, everybody. Welcome in to Shrimp on Deck. Matt Davis along with you. And the Jumbo Shrimp right now are tied at one in this series with the Louisville Bats. We take you all the way back to Tuesday, where the Jumbo Shrimp had a 10-inning win, 4-3. Elvis Alvarado took home the win over Alan Buznitz. And Jacksonville last night, though, they ran into a little bit of trouble. They were down 6-0 early after the second inning. They were down 7-0 after the bottom of the seventh. They got two runs back last night in the top of the eighth on a two-run base hit with the bases loaded from Augustin Ramirez, but Jacksonville couldn't mount any more offense in that game. They ended up falling 10-2 last night. It was Adam Mazur getting the start. He threw two innings, allowed six runs on six hits. He walked four and struck out one. Bullpen was pretty good. Anderson Pilar threw two scoreless with four strikeouts. Anthony Bender continued his fantastic rehab with one scoreless inning and one strikeout. Unfortunately for the Jumbo Shrimp, Josh Simpson and Rafi Vizcaino, they were unable to continue the scoreless trend. It was a run on two hits in two innings for Simpson. He struck out two. His line was a lot better than how it looked. His line is not that bad to begin with, but he threw pretty good. But Vizcaino, one inning, he allowed three runs on three hits, and it was a eighth inning. Three-run home run for Edwin Rios. That really blew the game open to an eight-run advantage for the Bats late. And Jumbo Shrimp just couldn't overcome that six-run early deficit and playing from behind most of the game. But tonight they turn the page and they'll look for Yanni Chirinos to keep him in the win column. Or I should say put him back in the win column. And he'll match up with a young right-hander who's just 21 years of age from Bejuma, Venezuela, Jose Acuna. He lines up on the hill for the Louisville Bats tonight. On the season, Acuna, no decisions. His ERA is 6. While on the other side, Chirinos, he's had a wonderful season with Jacksonville. He comes in 9-5. His ERA is 3.16. We'll take a break here on Shrimp on Deck. When we come back, I had a pregame conversation with the Major League rehabber, Anthony Bender. Part 1 is next, and when we come back after that, we will take a look around the International League scoreboard and tell you everything you need to know about tonight's game and everything going on around the league. But it's myself and Anthony Bender next on the Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS.
The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp are more than just a baseball team. 1-2-1 Financial Ballpark has become one of the premier family event venues in the state of Florida. In addition to 75 home games, the Jumbo Shrimp hosts movie nights, bingo nights, college and high school baseball, disc golf, fan batting practices, and more. To follow all the event happenings at 1-2-1 Financial Ballpark this year, stay tuned to jackshrimp.com and follow the Jack Shrimp on Facebook, Instagram, and the artist formerly known as Twitter, X. Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, affordable family fun.
Welcome back into Shrimp on Deck. Matt Davis sitting with Miami Marlins right-hander and current rehabber Anthony Bender. Anthony, thank you so much for joining me and spending some time with us here today.
Yeah, thanks for having me. This is, finishing up the rehab stint, so kind of figuring out what the next step is and what's going on here. So,
Anthony, you just mentioned you're finishing out the rehab. You've been throwing really well out of the bullpen. You had two scoreless innings this week. You made an inning start last week at home. How have you been feeling since coming back from your injury? And, we hope that you're feeling better and on your way back.
Yeah, no, I came down. I had some, bicep, tendonitis still going on from coming off of Tommy John last year. But everything's feeling nice. This is the best I've felt in a long time in my shoulder. So getting ready to get back up there with Miami.
You went through your two scoreless innings here in Louisville. What has kind of been the game plan for you coming out? When you go on a rehab, what's the main focus for you? Is it trying to get back to 100%? Is it maybe taking yourself slower back in, or are you just trying to go in 100%?
Kind of just the first one that I had in Jacksonville was kind of just how am I feeling? That's the first game reps I've had, and I think it was close to 3 weeks or so. So getting out there and just making sure I feel good, working on the pitches, and then 2 days ago was my first into the back-to-back, and kind of, you know, seeing how my pitches are moving, seeing if they're still doing the same things that I want, how my plant and my slider, how my plant and the changeup, all those, and then kind of just getting back and getting ready to be competitive and getting in the zone, and, you know, we're going to be back up there with the team, and, you know, you want to know, you don't want to be searching anymore, so kind of getting in there, filling your pitches out, getting back on track, and, yeah, and the main thing is just kind of making sure everything feels right.
You know, obviously great to hear that everything's going back and smooth, obviously on the right path, and you'll be up back in Miami real soon. You know, but I saw something really interesting when I was doing a little research, and there was an article written about you, and, you know, it was talking about when you made your debut, you know, how excited were you? You know, your journey up is, you know, a lot different than a lot of guys. You know, you started with the Royals, got released, you pitched in the independent leagues. You know, when you take a look back at your journey, now that you're, you know, a solidified major leaguer, you know, how proud does it make you to see where you've come from and what you've had to battle through to get to where you are right now?
Yeah, no, I think everything was meant to happen that I had to go through. Drafted by Kansas City, and then ended up getting released at 19, kind of found the old way I threw, kind of went back to the sinker that I got drafted for, and then, you know, kind of I went through two stints of indie ball, and I had to find a routine that worked for me, you know, that I could do myself and do all my own prep work and stuff like that, and I still carry a lot of that stuff that I learned going through those stints that I still use today. So I think without that, I kind of don't have the same routine that I have today, and I don't you know, kind of just the mindset that I have, you know, where it's like playing every day, like, you know, this is like a blessing being up here and stuff like that. So I carry that and I pitch with that, and I feel like that brings a lot of intensity into the way that I pitch.
You know, when you take a look at your couple stints in indie ball, mm-hmm. you know, some guys, when they get released, they go through this thing where, you know, they maybe try to look at other avenues outside of baseball, but it didn't seem like it was that way for you, really. You know, you went to independent ball, you made the best of your situation, obviously turned it into something really positive, going to the Brewers and now the Marlins. You know, how are you able to stay so mentally tough through something that, you know, obviously can really crush a lot of guys, but it also seems like that really makes you either go for it or just give it up. It really mm-hmm. seems like you have to have a lot of mental fortitude to kind of push your pride aside and say, this isn't the situation I want, but I'm going to make the best of it to get to where I want to be.
Yeah, no, I mean, when I got released for the first time with Kansas City, like, it hurt, you know. You kind of question yourself, like, am I good enough? Do I have what it takes? And then the hardest part was there was a month. So I got released, and then there was a month between the time where I went and got to Indie Bowl. So you're sitting there, and, you know, I remember I'd be out there, and I'd play catch. I live next to an elementary school, and they have, like, a big cement wall, and that's where I'd play catch all the time. I'd pick out a cinder block. So I would listen to the games because I still had all my buddies on the team, and I wanted to, like, you know, keep up and stuff like that. But I started noticing, like, it would kind of, like, fire me up, because I'd be listening to my buddies playing, and here I am, you know, throwing into a cement wall. And I feel like that really ended up lighting a fire under my butt and made me, you know, completely sell out and be like, I'm going to go for it. You know, this is going to be 100% what I want. And that helped me. But, yeah, it's a quiet time when all your buddies are playing and you get released. I wouldn't say it's embarrassing, you know, because, you know, at the end of the day, I got drafted, which was, like, the first main goal, and then just make it to the big leagues, you know. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, then getting released, that definitely sparked an extra little bit of fire under me to
experience, you know, an unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro League's All-Star Game, takes place.
And we'll get you ready for Louisville and Jacksonville tonight at 6:35 on the Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS.
WW Game Mechanical Contractor has been an iconic part of the Jacksonville community since 1962. For over 60 years, we have provided innovative solutions for our clients, big and small, throughout Florida and Georgia. We hire and train the highest skilled workforce, ensuring each job is done correctly the first time, proving our motto that says our employees are the best in the business. Our team is on call 24/7 for your commercial and industrial service needs, so call WW Gate today at 904-388-2696.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Don't strike out with getting a home loan. When it's time to buy or refinance, hit one over the fence with Union Home Mortgage. Proud sponsor of Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp Baseball. At Union Home Mortgage, you're an all-star who gets the MVP treatment. Personalized loan options, world-class service, and unwavering support. Because there's no better feeling than coming home. Start your path to home ownership with a fast and easy quote today. Call 1-877-UHM-4U or go to UHM.com. Union Home Mortgage. Promises kept. Union Home Mortgage Corp. is an equal housing opportunity lender. NMLS 2229-8241 at Dow Circle West, Strongsville, Ohio 44136.
Back to the ballpark for more Jumbo Shrimp Baseball.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of Black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame.
Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp Baseball is on the air.
Granted towards first, behind the back, diving stop Johnston, gets up, underhand flip to Villalobos with his mitt, he threw his mitt, and Villalobos caught it for the out! Oh wow!
One, and Meyer swings, hits it high in the air to center, back is Wall, looking, goodbye! What an offensive day for Dane Myers! 4 for 4!
The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp are the AAA affiliate of the Miami Marlins.
High fly ball, center field, it's deep, and Chico back, near the wall, it's gone! It's grand! A grand slam for Griffin Conine!
Gray swings, hammers that ball to right, first pitch swinging, that ball is way out of here! It's 9-7! Three home runs in the inning. The trifecta for Jacksonville.
Bouncing ball back up the box behind second. Off to JC. It gets to the left. Rounding third, Ramirez. He scores. They've done it. Shrimp win. For the first time since 2006, Jacksonville erases a seven-run deficit and wins.
Now, let's go live to the ballpark for the call of today's game. Here's Matt Davis.
From Louisville Slugger Field in Louisville, Kentucky, we're back for some Jumbo Shrimp Baseball. Hi, everybody. Matt Davis along with you. It's another beautiful day for the Bluegrass State. And Jacob Marcy digs in for the first pitch of the game from Jose Acuna. And it's a fastball missing outside to the southpaw. It's one ball and no strikes. First pitch comes in right at 6:35. The 1-0, Marcy swings, pumps that ball up, foul left side out of play. And that'll make it 1-1. It's 87 degrees here at first pitch. Acuna works quickly the pitch home. Marcy, the southpaw swinger, takes a pitch low and away. With an off-speed, and it's two balls and a strike to Marcy. Acuna will face a tough order, written up by Darren Brown. The 2-1 on the way. Marcy lays off a fastball upstairs, and it's three balls and no strikes. Quickly to the leadoff man. He's in center field. He's followed by the right fielder, Jacob Berry, batting second, and Javier Sanoja, the shortstop, hits third. The 3-1. There's a fastball in the outside corner called a strike, and that'll fill it up at 3-2. 4-5-6, Davis and De Los Santos has fourth place third. The second baseman, Nick Gordon, hits fifth. Well, Banfield batting sixth and doing the catching. The DH is Diego Infante in the seventh spot. Dalvy Rosario in left batting eighth, and batting ninth has Bennett Hostetler, the first baseman. 3-2. Marcy swings, pops that ball up left side of the infield. Wenzel over, so is Barnhart. That ball is out of play. And a few rows behind the first base dugout, it's 3-2 still. Well, it's Marcy Berry, Sanojas, De Los Santos, Gordon, Banfield, Infante, Rosario, and Hostetler. And that is the starting nine for Jacksonville. Acuna stands near the first base side of the mound. Small windup, the payoff again. Marcy reaches, swings, pokes that ball down the third baseline. It trickles fair, and it's underneath a sliding Wenzel into shallow left. Marcy around first, digging for second. He slides in ahead of the throw as the left fielder Thompson had to charge in from pretty deep left field. Ball ended up in no man's land down the third baseline. It rolled near the bullpen in left, and Marcy legs out a leadoff double for the Jumbo Shrimp. He was 4-for-26 coming in his first six games with Jacksonville. So he gets Jumbo Shrimp in the hit column. They have a runner in scoring position pretty quickly, and that'll bring up the switch hitting lefty Jacob Berry, who will bat from the left side against the right-hander Acuna. Last night, Jacob Berry hit second. He went 0-for-3 with a walk. The first pitch home, he lays off a fastball upstairs. It's one ball and no strikes to the switch hitter from LSU. Field plays him slightly to pull. Eric Gonzalez, the shortstop, holds on Marcy at second. Acuna's 1-0. Berry watches a changeup miss outside from Jose Acuna. It's two balls and no strikes. Acuna, no decisions this season with the bats. His ERA is 6.00. He's making his second start. He threw three innings earlier this season. The pitch home. Berry swings, fouls that back to the netting behind home plate. It's 2-1. Two runs, four hits, two walks, three strikeouts, and that was a start back on August 30th at Indianapolis. It took the no decision. He's got one start in AAA under his belt. He was actually acquired by the Reds from the New York Mets. It's back in 2022, the 2-1. Berry lays off a changeup fluttering down and away. It's 3-1. So the Jumbo Shrimp have a really good opportunity to take advantage in this series. Tonight they have an ace on the mound in Yanni Chirinos, who's going up against a relative youngster. He's making only his second AAA start, 3-1. Berry lays off a sinker called a strike. He threw the bat and was almost acting like he was going to walk. Instead, it's called a strike high and away by our home plate umpire, Matt Winter. At first base is Felix Neon and Tanner Moore, the third base umpire. So after that sinker called a strike at the Leonards, it fills the count up on Berry. Scoreless in the top of the first inning. Jacksonville one hit. It was a leadoff double from Jacob Marcy. Acuna looks back, comes home. The payoff for Berry swings. It's down in the air to center. Charging in was Weimer. Instead slowed up, played it on a hop in front of him. It's a base hit for Jacob Berry. And Marcy advances to third. He holds there. So the Jumbo Shrimp threatening early. Back-to-back hits, a double from Marcy and a single from Berry. Put runners at the corners, and that'll bring up Javier Sanoja. Now, yesterday, Jacksonville hit into one double play. But in total, they've hit into three double plays this series. And they're in a situation where they could do it again. And Louisville has been incredible turning to this series. They lead the International League, and they're second in all of minor league baseball. That includes the short season teams in double plays turned with 134. The pitch home. Sanoja lays off a sinker called a strike high and away. It's 0-1. Runners at the corners. Marcy at third, Berry at first. Acuna from the stretch holds at the belt. The righty's 0-1. Sanoja swings, bangs a line drive over a leaping shortstop, Gonzalez. That's into left field. Marcy trots home. Berry stops at second. Sanoja on with his fourth hit in the last 2 days. He went 3-for-3 last night. He's 1-for-1 today with an RBI single. The Jumbo Shrimp are on top early on Jose Acuna and the Louisville Bats. 1-0 here in the top of the first inning. And I'll bring up Davison De Los Santos. Right-hander comes up, nobody out. He swings at the first pitch, lines it foul to the backstop. It's 0-1 on De Los Santos. 7 for his last 50 with 17 strikeouts. That's over a 12-game stretch. He's hitting just 140 for Jacksonville. He's got runners on first and second. Berry on second. Sanoja at first. The 0-1. He swings and chops that ball foul to the backstop. Cunha went with a changeup. And it's nothing and two. So De Los Santos down. No balls and two strikes. Jacksonville taking the field in their red jumbo shrimp jerseys. It's a red jersey, white jumbo shrimp written out across the chest with royal blue waves in the middle of the lettering. It's encased in navy blue with white numbers, no trim on the front. The 0-2 is a breaking ball called strike three on the lower outside corner. De Los Santos wants to challenge. So we'll see where that pitch ends up. Looks like it was down and away. And the jumbo shrimp lose the challenge. So De Los Santos rung up, and that wasn't that far off the plate. So after now, the jumbo shrimp have to go 8 innings with just one challenge left in their pocket. So that'll bring up Nick Gordon on the backs of those red jerseys. And they have white numbers, no trim on the front. They have navy blue numbers, white trim, and no name on the back. First pitch to Nick Gordon. The lefty swings, pops that ball up foul left side out of play. It's 0-1. Along with those red jerseys, Jacksonville's wearing the navy blue ball caps with the red brim and the Jacksonville J logo on the front. The bats in their home white jerseys. The 0-1, Gordon waves and misses. At a sinker on the outside corner of the belt. It's 0-2. It's a white jersey. They have red piping going up the middle of the jersey. It breaks at either side of the chest, up the collarbone. Red LB with navy blue trim on the left side of the front chest. Red number, navy blue trim on the right side of the chest. On the backs of their jersey, they have red numbers, navy blue trim. The bats logo on the left sleeve as well. White pants, 0-2. Gordon swings, chops that ball foul in front of the first base dugout. It's still 0-2. Along with those white jerseys with red trim, they also have a black ball cap, red brim, and the red LB Louisville Bats logo right on the front of those caps. Gordon down 0-2 to Acuna with runners at first and second. It's a 1-0 game. The pitch. Gordon swings and misses behind a fastball in the outside corner for strike three, and there is out number two. So that's the first two strikeouts of the night for Jose Acuna. That'll bring up Will Banfield. Banfield was on a hot stretch earlier this season. Cooled off just a little bit. First pitch from Acuna. His breaking ball missing up and inside. One ball, no strikes. Two men out. Jacksonville up 1-0 on Louisville in the top of the first. The pitch. Banfield lays off a sinker upstairs. It's two balls and no strikes. No wind to speak of right now. Flags aren't really moving out there. It's a calm night here in Kentucky. 2-0. Banfield lays off a fastball called a strike on the inside corner. That'll make it 2-1. A run on three hits, no errors for Jacksonville. Louisville coming up for the first time in the bottom of the first inning. They trail 1-0 to Jacksonville right now. Infield and outfield straightaway. Banfield an open stance on the right side. It's a right-on-right matchup, the 2-1. He swings and misses out in front of a good changeup down below the knees. And it's 2-2. A lot of credit to the youngster. He's 21 years old. Acuna, and he's looked pretty good. Struggled through the first three, but he settled down. Back-to-back strikeouts. He's staring a third one right in the face. The 2-2. Banfield swings. It's a hard ground ball to the left side. Wenzel at third. Backhands Fields. Fires across the diamond in time. And that retires the side. Jacksonville, they get a run on three hits. And they strand two. Heading to the bottom of the first inning. Jacksonville 1. Louisville zip. The Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS.
Hey, Jumbo Shrimp fans, are you ready for a home run in your financial game? At EverBank, we're serious about making sure your hard-earned money goes the distance. Open an EverBank Performance Savings account and score serious savings. See what you could earn at EverBank.com. EverBank. Advantage you. EverBank is a member of the FDIC and is a proud sponsor of the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp.
The Jumbo Shrimp's proudest tradition is back. The club will be hosting 5 military appreciation nights throughout the 2024 season. On April 21st, May 30th, July 1st, August 4th, and September 19th, active military members, veterans, and their dependents will receive free tickets in person at the Miller Electric box office in advance or on the day of the game. In addition, for every home game at 1-to-1 Financial Ballpark, the Jumbo Shrimp offer active military and veterans $7 field reserve tickets and $10 dugout reserve tickets. Tickets must be purchased in person at the Miller Electric box office with a military ID.
Back to the ballpark for more Jumbo Shrimp baseball.
Don't strike out.
Back for the bottom of the first inning here at Slugger Field. Yanni Chirinos taking the hill for Jacksonville. He is 9-5 this season with the Jumbo Shrimp. His ERA is 3.16. And he has a 1-0 lead as we begin the bottom of the first inning with the left-hander Jacob Herdebees. The right fielder for Louisville, the pitch home from Chirinos. Here's a good fastball that just misses below the knees on the outside corner. It's 1-0. A run on 3 hits for Jacksonville, nothing more. It's Herdebees in right leading off, followed by the second baseman Levi Jordan hitting second. A 1-0. Herdebees lays off. That time the sinker's called a strike at the belt outside corner. It's 1-1. Edwin Rios, the DH, bats third. Davis Wenzel at third, hitting fourth. In the five spot is P.J. Higgins at first base. 1-1 from Chirinos' home. There's a splitter missing well off the plate outside. Herdebees lays off. It's 2-1. Joey Weimer in center, hitting sixth. Tucker Barnhart, the backstop, will bat seventh. In the eighth spot for the bats is the shortstop, Eric Gonzalez. And Bubba Thompson in left, bats ninth. 2-1 pitch, Herdebees swings, it's a hard grounder to first. It's fielded by Hostetler. He waves off Chirinos, runs it to the first base bag himself. There is out number one, a 3 unassisted. That'll bring up Levi Jordan. That's line up again, Herdebees Jordan, Edwin Rios, and it's Wenzel, Higgins, Weimer, Barnhart, Gonzalez, Thompson for Jacksonville. Defensively, Yanni Chirinos on the hill, his backstop calling the pitches is Will Banfield. Levi Jordan, the right-handed hitter, steps in. The pitch from the righty Chirinos is a sinker missing outside for ball one. First to third, Bennett Hostetler for Jacksonville. Then Nick Gordon. Davis and De Los Santos at third. The shortstop, Javier Sanoja. Left to right in the outfield, Dalvy Rosario, Jacob Marcy, and Jacob Berry. The 1-0. Jordan scoots out of the way. The slider is running on the inside corner, called a strike. And it's 1-1. Infield and outfield straight away for Jordan. Stands with a square stance around the plate. The 1-1. Swing and a miss. Good splitter that falls to the knees on the inside corner. It's 1-2. Slight bend at the knees. He stands toe-to-toe, shoulder-width apart. Holds a brown bat over the head, and he wiggles it back and forth. The 1-2. Cut on, hit in the air. Shallow right field. It's actually right in the infield, and the second baseman Gordon's underneath it. He makes the call and catch. And there is out number two, and that'll bring up Edwin Rios, the designated hitter. Rios, a big 3-run home run last night. Jacksonville was only down by 5-7-2 heading to the bottom of the eighth, but his 3-run Jimmy Jack made it an 8-run deficit, and that's where the scoring stopped. 10-2, sealing the win for Louisville. The pitch Left-hander takes a sinker, called a strike on the lower outside corner. It's 0-1. Jacksonville again defensively. It's Banfield behind the plate. First to third in the infield, Hostetler, Gordon, De Los Santos, Sanoja at short. Left to right in the outfield, the 0-1. Rios lays off. A sinker misses down and outside. It's 1-1. Left to right in the outfield, Dalvy Rosario, Jacob Marcy, and Jacob Berry. That previous pitch has been challenged by Jacksonville. And we'll see. And the Jumbo Shrimp win the challenge. Well, instead of it being 1-1, it goes to 0-2. So Jacksonville only had one challenge left, and they won, so they will keep it. Chirinos ready. 0-2. Swing. That's lifted out to left. Rosario racing in. Dives for it. It's under his glove, and it bounces over, and it starts rolling to the wall. Rios is around first. He pulls into second. Stops there. Or a two-out double. No, that was a sinking line drive hit towards the vicinity of Rosario. Had a good read on it. He dove. The ball hit in front of his mitt, bounced over him, and rolled a few feet behind him. It wasn't hit hard enough to take it all the way to the wall, and that's why Rios had to stop at second. A good recovery by Dalvy Rosario to run that ball down and get it in quickly. That'll bring up Davis Wenzel, and he had a fantastic game yesterday. Two home runs. He drove in three of the 10 RBIs for the Bats. So 30% of their runs belonged to him yesterday. Two-run shot in the first inning against Adam Mazur. And the first pitch to him is a slider taken down and outside. It's 1-0. Wenzel finished his night 2-for-5 with a two-run shot in the first. Popped up in the second and fourth. Homered in the seventh. He popped up again in the eighth. Chirinos ready. Third base side of the mound. Holds at the bell. Rios off at second. The 1-0. Wenzel lays off a sinker a little bit low. It's two balls and no strikes. So Yanni Chirinos, he comes in. He's thrown incredibly well for Jacksonville this season. His last five starts, the Jumbo Shrimp are 4-1. In that stretch. With a 2-0 from the stretch, he deals a slider down and away. Wenzel lays off, and it's 3-0. Last time out in six innings, he struck out five, but his best start over his last five was a six scoreless inning game against Nashville on August 24th. He struck out 10, didn't walk a batter. Right-hander ready, the 3-0. And he misses down and away with a sinker for ball four. Wenzel lays off. He's on base for the first time today, and that'll put go-ahead run aboard for P.J. Higgins. So Higgins digs in from the right side. Last night he went 2-for-2 with a pair of walks. Runners lead at first and second. The pitch home, and the righty lays off. A slider down and away, taken. It's 1-0. That was the 16th pitch of the inning for Yanni Chirinos. He's thrown half of them for strikes. Rios at second. Wenzel at first. Chirinos is 1-0. Misses in the dirt with a sinker. Good block by the catcher, Banfield. That'll run the count. Two balls and no strikes. Run, three hits. No errors for Jacksonville. The 2-0. Throw way. Back pick to first. And they got him. What a nifty play by Jacksonville. They get Wenzel off the bag at first on a 2-3 catcher pickoff. So Higgins will lead off the next inning. And that'll do it in the first for the Bats. No runs, a hit after the catcher pickoff. One man left on base. That's a great heads-up play by Will Banfield and Bennett Hostetler, who sprinted to cover the first base bag, and they caught Wenzel leaning for second. A scoreless first. Jacksonville has a lead 1-0 as we move on to the top of the second inning next. Jacksonville in front 1-0 on the Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS.
Don't strike out with getting a home loan. When it's time to buy or refinance, hit one over the fence with Union Home Mortgage. Proud sponsor of Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp Baseball. At Union Home Mortgage, you're an all-star who gets the MVP treatment. Personalized loan options, world-class service, and unwavering support. Because there's no better feeling than coming home. Start your path to home ownership with a fast and easy quote today. Call 1-877-UHM-4U or go to UHM.com. Union Home Mortgage. Promises kept. Union Home Mortgage Corp. is an equal housing opportunity lender. NMLS 2229-8241 at Dow Circle West, Strongsville, Ohio 44136.
The ViStar Credit Union Souvenir Store has all the Jumbo Shrimp shirts, jerseys, hats, sweatshirts, collectibles, novelties, and the biggest hat collection in all of minor league baseball. Located on the concourse behind home plate, the ViStar Credit Union Souvenir Store stays open until the end of each Jumbo Shrimp home game. And is also open during the week from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on non-game days. Fans can also shop online at jackshrimp.com/shop. Get all your officially licensed Jumbo Shrimp gear at the ViStar Credit Union Souvenir Store.
You're tuned in to Jumbo Shrimp Baseball.
Top of the second, the first pitch home, Diego Infante leads off. He swings and misses. Letter high fastball. It's 0-1. Infante Rosario Hostetler, 7-8-9. 0-1. Infante lays off. An off-speed pitch taken down and inside from Jose Acuna. It's 1-1. Jacksonville a run on three hits. Louisville just one hit. 1-1. Infante swings and misses. Goes after a slider down and away. It's 1-2. Now Infante sitting 218 in 17 games with Jacksonville. He's 12 for 55. He's knocked two doubles, driven in two runs. He's walked seven times. He's also scored four runs himself. The pitch home, he swings, lifts that ball in the air to right, but it's tailing foul and out of play. I'll keep it at a two-strike count. 1-2 on Diego Infante. The infield and outfield stand straight away to him. 1-2 from Acuna. Changeup flutters inside. He lays off for ball two. 32 pitches for Jose Acuna. Five of those pitches have been thrown this inning. The 2-2 on the way to Infante. He swings. It's a hard ground ball up the middle. Glove by Gonzalez. The shortstop to his left. He throws onto first. There is out number one, and that'll bring up Dalvy Rosario. Rosario finished 0 for 4. Yesterday, but 2 for 4 back on Tuesday. A single and a double. Pinch to the righty. From the righty, he takes outside a sinker, missing off the plate. It's one ball and no strikes. One run, three hits, no errors for Jacksonville. The 1-0, he squares to bunt, pulls back, but that fastball is called a strike anyway. On the outside corner, it's 1-1. No runs, a hit, and no errors for the bats. Acuna working quickly, the 1-1. Rosario waves and misses a little bit out in front of a good changeup knee-high. Over on the count, one ball and two strikes. Rosario creeps a little closer to the inside corner. His back foot is on the back line of the box. The 1-2. Lays off as that changeup hits the dirt in the left-handed batter's box. It's two balls and two strikes. It's a right-on-right matchup. The 2-2. Swing. That ball's hit high in the air. Playable, though, to left center. Weimer shades his eyes from the sun. He settles under it, makes the catch. And left of center field, there is out number two, and that'll bring up Bennett Hostetler. Hostetler hitting 275 in 16 games with Jacksonville. Eggs in, one tap of the inside corner, slides the left foot open. The right-handed side, the pitch. Lays off a sinker, called a strike, down and away on the corner. There's no balls and a strike to it. The 0-1. Breaking ball cut on, hit in the air. Left field, Thompson comes in. Still jogging in, he does settle under it and makes the catch. In left field, and that'll be a 3-up, 3-down inning for Jose Acuna. Jacksonville nothing across in their half of the second. They take a 1-0 lead to the bottom half of the inning on the Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Do you follow the Jumbo Shrimp on social media? If not, you're missing out on all the fun. You can get the latest news and updates on the organization, learn about special promotions, and view unique content from the team. Click that follow button at Jack Shrimp on Facebook, X, and Instagram. That's at Jack Shrimp on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, affordable family fun.
Join Vistar Credit Union during every Wednesday Jumbo Shrimp home game at 121 Financial Ballpark. The Jumbo Shrimp and Vistar Credit Union will partner with local nonprofits to raise awareness and funds throughout the night via ticket sales. Additionally, Vistar Credit Union members can take advantage of a buy one, get one ticket special each Wednesday when showing their Vistar credit or debit card at the Miller Electric box office. It's Vistar Good Is Everywhere Wednesdays at 121 Financial Ballpark.
You're tuned in to the Jumbo Shrimp Radio Network.
Back for the home half of the second inning, P.J. Higgins leads off. He takes first pitch sinker down and away from Nani Chirinos. The count is 1-0. Jacksonville a run on three hits. Sent down 1-2-3 in the top half of this inning, the 1-0. Higgins swings, little jam shot grounder, rolled weakly up the middle. Gloved by Gordon at second to his right. Fields just to the left of second. He makes the catch. There is out number one. So Higgins leading off the inning after Davis Wenzel was picked off at first on a 2-3 caught catcher pickoff. Got him leaning towards second. That'll bring up Joey Weimer. Weimer started his career with the Brewers, was acquired by the Reds in a trade this year. The pinch. And Weimer lays off a sinker called a strike down and outside. It was on the corner at the knees. And so in 1-2, Jacksonville leading again Louisville 1-0 in the home half of the second inning. Chirinos ready, the pitch home. Weimer swings and misses at a splitter on the inside corner. And it's 0-2. No balls, two strikes, one away. On deck is Tucker Barnhart. There's one out in the inning. Weimer down 0-2. Stretch by Chirinos, the pitch. Another splitter, this time it's in the dirt. Weimer able to lay it off. That'll make it 1-2. Shadows cover most of the infield, except for right behind second. So Sanoha and Gordon are in the sun. Most of left field is in the sunlight. Shadows creeping in, though, the 1-2. Weimer swings, pumps that ball up foul over the roof behind home plate. We'll do it again. The shadows are creeping in from the left side of the stadium. Creeping in from the corner and left. So Rosario is sometimes in the shade, sometimes not. Center fielder Marcy and Berry, they're well in the sun for now. 1-2 from Chirinos home. Swing and a foul tip by Weimer. It's off the catcher Banfield to the backstop. Chirinos will have to throw at least one more to Joey Weimer, trying to find his out pitch. A lot of credit to Joey Weimer. He is battling with Chirinos. Right-hander brings the two hands together. Glove in the throwing hand at the belt. The 1-2. Splitter cut on. Hit in the air to center. Marcy racing in. Still coming in. Dives and he makes the catch. A beautiful play by Jacob Marcy in center. That ball was not hit all that hard by Joey Weimer. Was almost fluttering in center field, a weakly hit line drive, and Marcy read that ball perfectly, and as if he was measuring a dive off the bat, he was leaning forward, hustling in, then just ended up sprawling like Superman and stretching out his right hand to make the catch in shallow center field for out number two. That'll bring up Tucker Barnhart. He takes a first pitch slider over the outside corner called a strike. That's 0-1 to Barnhart. He comes in hitting 184 with the bats this year. Three RBIs, two walks, the pitch. He lays off a splitter outside from Chirinos. It's 1-1. The 28th pitch of the evening for Yonny Chirinos. 15 of them have been strikes. Infield shifts slightly to pull on Barnhart. Yonny is set. First base side of the mound, the 1-1. Barnhart swings high, hopper to second. Gordon retreats to the outfield grass, fields it on a second hop. He throws to first, and that retires the side. 1-2-3 inning for Yonny Chirinos. He answers Jose Acuna. He sends us to the third inning with Jacksonville leading Louisville 1-0 on the Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS.
Kids can feel like the pros for each Sunday Jumbo Shrimp home game. The Jumbo Shrimp invite families onto the field for a pregame catch, and after the final out is recorded, kids get to run the bases at 121 Financial Ballpark. Also, each Sunday contest will feature free face painting and balloon animals. It's Sunday Family Fun Days, presented by Baptist Health, and tickets are available at jackshrimp.com or by calling the Jumbo Shrimp at 904-358-2846.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Every Saturday home game at 121 Financial Ballpark means you can be going home with something special. The first 2,000 fans through the gates each Saturday receive an awesome Jumbo Shrimp themed giveaway. From t-shirts, socks, and hoodies to bobbleheads, beach blankets, backpacks, mugs, and more, the Jumbo Shrimp Saturday giveaway lineup features something for everyone. For tickets and to see the next giveaway on the Jumbo Shrimp promotional calendar, please visit jackshrimp.com.
It's time for more Jumbo Shrimp Baseball.
One nothing Jacksonville as we begin the top of the third inning. Top of the order, Marcy Berry Sanoja. Acuna's first pitch misses outside to Jacob Marcy. And with a slider, it was taken. It's 1-0. Acuna works quickly the 1-0 home. Marcy lays off a second slider. This time it's down and inside. And it's two balls and no strikes. A run on three hits. No errors for Jacksonville. The 2-0 home, Acuna fires in a pitch, a sinker that misses off the plate inside. It's 3-0. No runs, a hit, and no errors for Louisville. Infield plays Marcy to pull. He doubled his first time up. Third baseman Wenzel is even with the bag at third, the 3-0. Marcy lays off a get-me-over sinker called a strike at the letters, and it's 3-1. Outfield plays Marcy the opposite way to push. The infield is shifted to pull. 3-1 on the way. Marcy swings, hammers a ball to right field. It's down, and it's bouncing to the wall. Marcy around first, on his way to second. The throw is in from Herdebees, and Marcy stops at second, his second hit of the day. It is another double. Two extra base hits, another man in scoring position to start the inning off, and that'll bring up Jacob Berry. Boy, the top of the order is feeling it today. They are now 4-for-4 with two extra base hits and an RBI against Jose Acuna this evening. It's the top of the third, nobody out, one man on. That'll bring up Jacob Berry. He ripped a base hit his last time up. So Acuna will go to the stretch. Marcy takes off for third. The pitch is high and away. Throw is late. And Marcy got a great running jump at second. As soon as Acuna came set, he took two hops like a secondary lead. When he lifted the leg and went home, it was a running lead. And by the time Barnhart threw the ball to third, Marcy was already diving in. So aggression shown by Jacksonville on the base paths. The infield is drawn in. Runner at third, nobody out. The 1-0, Barry swings, pops that ball up in the infield. Under it is Levi Jordan, the second baseman. He's on the grass next to the mound, makes the catch, and there is out number one. So that'll bring up Javier Sanoa, the top of the order, retired for the first time tonight. A pop-up by Barry. Sanoa, one for one. He drove in the opening run. An RBI base hit over a leaping shortstop, Eric Gonzalez. That was in the first inning. Jacksonville still leads, a run on four hits. Infield drawn in for the Louisville Bats. Sanoa, open stance on the right side. Marcy at third. First pitch, he swings, golfs it foul to the right side. Out of play, it's 0-1. Outfield straightaway. Not all that deep for Sanoa, but they're not shallow. They're right in the middle. Sanoa's got a little bit of pop for, now that stands 5 feet 7 inches. He's a lot of pop in that bat. Acuna ready from the stretch. The 0-1. Fastball, this is up and inside. Sanoa slides backwards out of the way. It's 1-1. Ball and one strike on Sanoa. Again, the infield drawn in. Pitch from Acuna. Sanoa lays off a sinker way outside. And it's two balls and a strike. On deck is Davison De Los Santos, 0 for 1 with a strikeout. Acuna gets the sign from his catcher, Barnhart, holds at the belt. Right-handers 2-1. Sanoa swings, hits that in the air. To right, on the run is Hurtubise to the line. He makes the catch on the warning track. Going to tag at third is Marcy. The throw is cut off by the first baseman, Higgins. It's a sacrifice fly for Sanoa, and that gets in Marcy from third. The Jumbo Shrimp are up now 2-0 in the top of the third. That's the second out of the inning. But Sanoa does his job. He hit it deep enough. Marcy had to race all the way to the warning track on the side of the outfield where the cutout around the tarp and the bullpen are. But it was deep enough. The pitch now to De Los Santos. He swings, hammers that ball to left. Racing back Thompson. He's at the track, at the wall. Goodbye! A solo home run by Davison De Los Santos. And the Jumbo Shrimp are now up 3-0. The second run home here in the top of the third. For De Los Santos, his ninth home run since being acquired by the Marlins. His ninth home run here in Jacksonville. And that'll bring up Nick Gordon. Three runs on five hits. The second run here in the top of the third inning. Jumbo Shrimp creating some space here early. They're trying to mimic what the Bats did yesterday. With a pitch home to Gordon. And the lefty takes a sinker down and outside for ball one. Three runs, five hits. No errors for Jacksonville. No runs and one hit for the Bats here tonight. Acuna's 1-0. Gordon waves hard through a sinker on the inside corner. He comes up empty. It's 1-1. Acuna again towing the first base side of the mound. Begins the windup in the 1-1. Gordon lays off as that sinker misses up and away. Ball two. 56 pitches for Jose Acuna. He's only got two outs here in the third. He's laboring against Jacksonville. The 2-1. Swing and a miss. Gordon helped him. Going for a changeup down in the dirt outside. It's 2-2. I mean, you can't blame Jacksonville for being aggressive against a guy that is obviously very young. He's 21 years of age. And last year he spent time with High A Dayton. So he hasn't really been up at the upper levels. Not a lot of time with Chattanooga. And not a lot of time with Louisville, the 2-2. Gordon swings, pops that ball in the air, foul down the left field line. And that'll keep it at 2-2. Trying to take advantage of a guy that might be pitching above his limits right now. 21 years of age, the 2-2. Swing, a ball weakly rolled to first. It's gloved by Higgins. The underhand tosses to Acuna, the pitcher covering the bag. And that retires the side. The Jumbo Shrimp, though, they get two runs in the inning on two hits. They don't leave anybody. We go to the home half of the third inning with Jacksonville in front of Louisville, 3-0. We're on the Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS.
Don't strike out with getting a home loan. When it's time to buy or refinance, hit one over the fence with Union Home Mortgage. Proud sponsor of Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp Baseball. At Union Home Mortgage, you're an all-star who gets the MVP treatment. Personalized loan options, world-class service, and unwavering support, because there's no better feeling than coming home. Start your path to home ownership with a fast and easy quote today. Call 1-877-UHM-4U or go to UHM.com. Union Home Mortgage. Promises kept. Union Home Mortgage Corp is an equal housing opportunity lender. NMLS 2229-8241 at Dow Circle West, Strongsville, Ohio 44136.
Affordable family fun never stops at 121 Financial Ballpark. The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp's variety of ticket plans are designed to make sure you watch Jumbo Shrimp baseball on your schedule and save money each time you come out to the ballpark. Ticket plan member benefits include priority seating, invitations to exclusive events, discounts on parking passes and merchandise, a personal sales representative, and more. Call a friendly Jumbo Shrimp sales representative at 904-358-2846 for more information or visit jackshrimp.com.
You're tuned in to Jumbo Shrimp Baseball.
Home half of the third inning for the Louisville Bats, and they trail Jacksonville 3-0. Javier Sanoja, RBI single in the first. He had a sack fly in the third, and Davison De Los Santos hit his ninth big fly of the year for the Jumbo Shrimp. 8-9-1. Eric Gonzalez leads off for the Bats, and the pitch from Chirinos hits the zone at the knees, a sinker. Called a strike on the inside part of the plate, and Eric Gonzalez, former Jumbo Shrimp, trails 0-1 to Yanni Chirinos. Right-hander settles on the mound from the stretch. Lifts the leg, the 0-1. Breaking ball cut on, sliced in the air, foul behind the plate. It goes out of play to the sweet level, the second deck here. And Eric Gonzalez quickly behind 0-2. 31 pitches, 18 of them strikes for Yanni Chirinos. Acuna's labored this game for the Bats. 0-2, Gonzalez swings and misses. He chases a splitter in the dirt for a swinging strike three. And Yanni Chirinos has his first punch out of the night. First down here in the top, the bottom of the third inning. That'll bring up Bubba Thompson. On the other side, we mentioned that Acuna has been laboring tonight. He's thrown 58 pitches, 38 of them strikes. He's almost at 60. And we're not even in the fourth inning yet. Infield, outfield straight away for Bubba Thompson, a former Texas Rangers farmhand. The first pitch home, Thompson takes a fastball to knees inside corner, called a strike. And it's 0-1 to him. And Thompson, pitch home from Chirinos. He swings, gets a piece of that ball, foul. It goes off the catcher, Banfield. He's hobbling around. I think that hit him where not covered with pads. He's walking around, looks to be okay. It's 0-2 on Thompson. He was a first-round pick, the 26th overall, out of McGill-Tulane Catholic in Mobile, Alabama. He made his Major League debut in 2022 for the Rangers. 0-2 to him. He swings, gets a piece of that ball, foul to the backstop, and he stays alive. And a little bit of a journeyman this year. He made his debut for the Rangers. He was claimed off waivers August of 2023 by the Kansas City Royals. That time with the Omaha Storm Chasers the rest of the 2023 season, the 0-2. Chirinos misses high and away with a fastball. That's one ball and two strikes. In October, he was claimed off waivers by the Cincinnati Reds. He was then subsequently DFA'd in December. In the turn of the new year in 2024, he was claimed by the Yankees and then DFA'd again. Claimed by the Twins before the month of February. And then he was DFA'd again by the Twins in February. 1-2. Thompson swings, skies that ball in the air down the right field line. It goes foul, and he stays alive. Still 1-2. He was reclaimed right before Valentine's Day by the Reds once again. So obviously you know the Reds wanted him. Just didn't have any room on the 40-man for him. So he opened the season the Chattanooga Lookouts. The 1-2. Thompson swings. Hits that ball in the air to center. Marcy retreats several steps. Makes the catch. Shy of the warning track. And there is out number two. That'll bring up Jacob Herdebees on the top of the order. In May, he was DFA'd again by the Reds. This time, nobody claimed him. They sent him out right to Chattanooga, and then he's come back up here in September for the Louisville Bats. So he's playing in just his second game. He entered the game as a pinch runner on Tuesday. The pitch home to the lefty Herdebees. He lays off a sinker in the dirt. One ball, no strikes. Chattanooga, he struggled. He had 232. One home run, 14 RBIs. The Rangers in Round Rock, he did rather well in 2022. The 1-0. Herdebees lays off a sinker in the dirt again. It's two balls and no strikes. He played in 80 games for the the Round Rock Express in 2023. Hit 303 with an OPS of 829. 49 stolen bags for the Express. The 2-0 fastball misses outside. It's 3-0. He had 13 home runs, 48 RBIs. I mean, he really performed like a first-round pick in their organization. 275 in AA in 2021 with Frisco. South Atlantic League in 2018 with the Hickory Crawdads. 289, the pitch home. The left-hander Herdebees takes a 3-0 sinker over the middle, called a strike. It's 3-1. Only time he really struggled was in Down East. He played 57 games for the Wood Ducks in 2019. Hit just 178. Chirino's ready from the stretch. The 3-1 to Herdebees. And the top of the order left-hander takes another sinker. Center of the plate called a strike, and it's 3-2. So it's a full count, 3-2 on Jacob Herdebees. Two men out, Jacksonville 3, Louisville zip, the payoff home. Splitter cut on and missed for strike three. It was on the outside corner at the belt, and Yanni Chirinos has his second strikeout of the inning. And the Bats go down 1-2-3 once again. That is six straight retired for Yanni Chirinos. Nothing across in the bottom of the third inning for the Louisville Bats. Sends us to the top of the fourth next with Jacksonville leading Louisville. 3-0 on the Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS.
When injury or trouble finds you, what do you look for in a lawyer? A lawyer recognized as a board-certified expert in civil trial? What about a lawyer who doesn't look to charge you for every stamp, photocopy, or mile traveled? What if I told you we offer both, and an attorney will personally meet with you? I'm John Phillips. Give me a call, 444-4444. Or visit floridajustice.com. Offices Jacksonville, Jacksonville Beach.
Where else would you rather blast off your weekend? Always a favorite on the Jumbo Shrimp promotional calendar, Friday night fireworks at 121 Financial Ballpark will light up the sky. Join the Jumbo Shrimp and Miller Lite for Friday night lights with $2 12-ounce Miller Lite and $1 off all other craft beer in the craft gate for every Friday home game. The Jumbo Shrimp will be ring red on Redshirt Friday and also encourage the fans to do the same to support the military. Fans who wear red save $1 off your ticket at the Miller Electric box office or can donate that dollar to charity. Friday nights at 121 Financial Ballpark are a blast with the Jumbo Shrimp. Get your tickets today on jackshrimp.com or by calling the Miller Electric box office at 904-358-2846. The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, affordable family fun.
Back to the ballpark for more Jumbo Shrimp baseball.
Time of the 4-4-4-4-4-4-4 fourth inning. It's brought to you by the law offices of Phillips, Hunt, and Walker. Be sure to visit floridajustice.com. Number to call is 904-444-4444. First pitch to Will Banfield. He swings and bangs a line drive out to left field. That's down for a base hit. Thompson cuts it off and gets it in quickly to the shortstop, Gonzalez. And Will Banfield, first pitch swinging. One pitch, one swing, and a leadoff base hit here in the top of the fourth inning. Phillips, Hunt, and Walker, they're committed to justice, and they bring you the fourth inning all season long. That's the sixth hit of the night for Jacksonville. They've played it three runs on those six hits, and they lead Louisville 3-0. In the bullpen for Jacksonville, they have right-hander Angel McQuarrie getting loose. Diego Infante digs in on the right side. First pitch to him. He takes a breaking ball called a strike on the inside corner, knee high. And it's 0-1. Infante grounded out to the shortstop, Gonzalez's first time up. Infield and outfield straight away for Infante. An open stance on the right side. He swings at the 0-1, grounds it foul. It's straight down in the batter's box off the catcher, Barnhart. It's quickly 0-2. So Yanni Chirinos is throwing pretty good. Had a great game so far. A little bit of an interesting first inning, but he has had 44 pitches, 27 of them strikes. Surprised they want to warm up the bullpen now. The pitch home, Infante waves and misses. He goes after an off-speed pitch in the dirt inside for strike three. And there is out number one. That's the third strikeout for Jose Acuna tonight. And that'll bring up Dalvy Rosario. Bullpen is active for Louisville. Acuna just threw his 63rd pitch of the night. Hey, the righty in a moment. Rosario 0-1. The pitch home. He swings, lifts that ball in the air, right center. Herdebees on it, so is Weimer, but it curls to the right fielder Herdebees, who makes the catch. There is quickly out number two, and that'll bring up the ninth spot, Bennett Hostetler. So in the bullpen for the bats is a right-hander, Connor Overton. He's getting loose, unsure when we'll see him. But Acuna is working on just a single given up. He's got two outs for Bennett Hostetler. Jacksonville leading Louisville 3-0 here in the top of the fourth. The pitch. Hostetler swings. Bouncing ball hit to the left side. Gonzalez stretches out. Throws across the body. It's offline to first. It was almost a great play, but it took the first baseman Higgins down the line near home plate. Not that far, but it was in that direction. And it'll be a base hit for Bennett Hostetler with Will Banfield advancing to second. It's still a great play. Eric Gonzalez has great range at the shortstop position. He flashed a lot of good leather for Jacksonville over the years, and it's a shame to see him leave the organization. But he is doing really well with the Cincinnati Reds organization, and here he is playing shortstop. He's starting the second game in a row for the bats against his former team. The pitch home to Jacob Marcy at the top of the order. He drops a bunt down foul down the third baseline. It's 0-1. So Marcy trying to catch the defense napping with two outs. They're playing back, and if he laid a good one down, it was a good one. It just happened to kick off the wrong side of the dirt and went foul. It's 0-1. Three runs, seven hits, no errors for Jacksonville. No runs, a hit, and no errors for the bats. First and second, two outs. Banfield at second. Hostetler at first. Infield single for him. Acuna ready, the 0-1. Marcy swings, pops that ball up, foul behind the plate. Out of play, and it's 0-2. Acuna ready, the pitch again. Marcy swings, hits that ball high in the air to right center. Weimer on the run, slows to a jog, makes the catch in middle deep right center. And that retires the side. Jacksonville, no runs, two hits, and two men left aboard. Heading to the home half of the fourth inning. Jacksonville 3, Louisville zip on the Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Do you follow the Jumbo Shrimp on social media? If not, you're missing out on all the fun. You can get the latest news and updates on the organization, learn about special promotions, and view unique content from the team. Click that follow button at Jack Shrimp on Facebook, X, and Instagram. That's at Jack Shrimp on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, affordable family fun.
Join Vistar Credit Union during every Wednesday Jumbo Shrimp home game at 121 Financial Ballpark. The Jumbo Shrimp and Vistar Credit Union will partner with local nonprofits to raise awareness and funds throughout the night via ticket sales. Additionally, Vistar Credit Union members can take advantage of a buy one, get one ticket special each Wednesday when showing their Vistar credit or debit card at the Miller Electric box office. It's Vistar Good Is Everywhere Wednesdays at 121 Financial Ballpark.
Back for the home half of the 4-4-4-4-4-4-4 fourth inning. It's brought to you by the law offices of Phillips, Hunt, and Walker. Be sure to visit floridajustice.com. The number to call is 904-444-4444. Phillips, Hunt, and Walker, they're committed to justice, and they bring you the fourth inning all season long. Yanni Chirinos, his day is done. Three scoreless innings, one hit, one walk, two strikeouts. And time called. Home plate umpire Matt Winter is bringing Will Banfield out to talk to new pitcher Angel McQuarrie. I think McQuarrie is having some trouble with the PitchCom device. They gave it a quick test, and McQuarrie, I guess, can hear it now. So Angel McQuarrie comes in for Jacksonville. And that means the day is done. Briani Trino's 44 pitches, 27 of them strikes. So McQuarrie will start the inning by pitching to right-hander Levi Jordan. It'll be 2-3-4 in the order for the bats. Jordan, Rios, and Wenzel, I think they're still having issues. Time called again, and McQuarrie said he can't hear the PitchCom device. So I think they're going to roll the old school way, but I see defensive coach Jose Ceballos going to get a new PitchCom device for the pitcher McQuarrie. And McQuarrie now is ready to go. Infield, outfield straight away. Angel from the windup, the pitch home. Fastball taken high above the letters by Levi Jordan. It's 1-0. Jacksonville, three runs, seven hits, no errors. No runs, a hit, one error, for no errors for Louisville. The 1-0 is a fastball taken high again from McQuarrie. It's two balls and no strikes. McQuarrie's ERA is a little bit higher than what you'd normally expect. He's made two spot starts for Jacksonville. 2-0 pitch misses down and away for ball three. Two balls and a strike. The pitch home. Fastball off the plate outside. And it's a walk to Jordan. McQuarrie 2-1 on the year with Jacksonville. 19 appearances. Two of them start. So this is his 18th appearance out of the bullpen for the Jumbo Shrimp. He's allowed 24 earned runs in 33 and two-thirds innings for an ERA of 6.42. That hasn't really been indicative of how he's been for Jacksonville because ERA got a little bit more inflated with his starts. And now McQuarrie calls time. He can hear the PitchCom device, and they're going to go get a new one. The bat boy is going to bring it out of the dugout. They tried to roll through the signs and just deal with it, but for whatever reason, it just wasn't working for Angel. And so he'll get a new device, put it in the lining of the ball cap. That'll bring up Edwin Rios, a hard-swinging left-hander. Already has a double today. Had a three-run home run in the bottom of the eighth yesterday that gave Louisville an eight-run advantage, 10-2. He locked up that win yesterday. Series tied at one. The pitch home. Rios swings, lines that ball foul our way, but it's cut off by the netting. It's 0-1 to Edwin Rios. Angel McQuarrie, a 6'2", 250-pound righty from Puerto Ordaz, Venezuela. The 0-1. Fastball taken high and away. It's one ball and a strike. Somebody might want to tell the scoreboard. They've got it wrong. It's 1-1, not 2-0. Infield, outfield straight away. The pitch to Rios. He takes a fastball called a strike at the belt outside corner. It's 1-2. One ball and two strikes. Plate umpire Matt Winters trying to signal the scoreboard. Rios calls for time. They finally fix it. Off at first is Levi Jordan. He started the inning with a walk. Now the infield shifts to pull. Shortstop Sanoja is up the middle. Outfield is straight away and deep. On Rios, the pitch. Breaking ball swung on, hammered in the air to right. Berry is there. He just turns around and watches that ball fly over the wall in right field. It's a two-run home run for Edwin Rios. And just like that, the lead disappears for Jacksonville. It goes from 3-1. A two-run home run for Rios, and the bats are back into it here in the home half of the fourth inning. That ball was blasted 110 miles an hour off the bat and 434 feet away in right field. And Berry knew it. He took two steps and just turned into a spectator. He watched that ball fly far away. Still nobody out. Home half of the fourth inning. It's 3-2 now. The pitch to Wenzel. It is a front door breaking ball called a strike at the knees. And so and one. That 434-foot bomb by Rios. That distance within the 95th percentile in Major League Baseball, according to StatCast. The 0-1 slider misses down and away, but it's a swing and a miss by Wenzel. He's now down 0-2. Three runs, seven hits, no errors for Jacksonville. And for Louisville, two runs and two hits. So they've really turned this game almost on its head completely. They're only down by one. And Quare ready, stands on the middle of the mound, drops the hand, spins, fires the 0-2. Slider in the dirt, Wenzel lays off. One ball and two strikes. It's a good three-inning start for Chirinos. Taken out after about 47 pitches. A little over half of them for strikes. McQuarrie's 1-2. Swing and a miss. A slider on the inside corner for strike three. And there is the first out of the inning. Wenzel 0-for-1. First punch out for Angel McQuarrie. That's the third for Jacksonville pitching, and that'll bring up P.J. Higgins. Higgins grounded out to Gordon. His first time up in the second inning. The pitch, and the right-hander takes a fastball down and inside. It's one ball and no strikes. See if we can make out the pitcher throwing in Louisville's bullpen. It is still number 10, Connor Overton. 1-0. Higgins lays off a fastball inside off the plate. It's two balls and no strikes. So with that, you would expect maybe to see Connor Overton sooner rather than later, but he's getting ready like he's about to come in to start the fifth. The 2-0, Higgins lays off. A fastball misses off the plate inside. Is that the letters, though? But it's 3-0. Three ball, no strike count. The pitch home. Higgins swings, bangs that ball in the air to left center. Rosario on the run. He reaches up, and he runs it down in left center field. Crashing into the video board along the left center field wall for out number two. Higgins gave that ball quite a long ride. Rosario shows off the range and the speed and is able to run that ball down with ease in left center field for out number two, and that'll bring up Joey Weimer. Weimer flied out to center field in the second inning his first time up. Jacksonville leading by one. It's 3-2 in the bottom of the fourth inning. The pitch from McQuarrie. He floats a curveball called a strike. It falls in over the inside corner. And Weimer's down 0-1. Joey Weimer, after snagging a couple of hits last night. Pitch home. He swings and misses. And a slider way down and outside. It's 0-2. Last night, Weimer went 1-for-3. So in 2024, he's now 4-for-39, including that out in the second inning against Jacksonville in 2024. 0-2. Fastball bounces in the dirt, stopped by Banfield. It's one ball and two strikes. So with Weimer, including tonight, 4-for-39 makes him hitting 102, 103 if you round up. Against Jacksonville in 2024, he does not hit the Jumbo Shrimp all that well. 1-2. Breaking ball cut on line to third. It's passed to diving De Los Santos and out to left field. A weakly hit line drive, but it was just out of the reach of the third baseman. And Joey Weimer has his first hit tonight, his second hit in as many days, and that'll bring up Tucker Barnhart. Two men out. Jacksonville leading 3-2 in the home half of the fourth inning. McQuarrie's pitch home. Barnhart lays off a fastball downstairs. It's 1-0. One oh count with two men out. The bottom of the fourth inning. Weimer off at first. McQuarrie from the stretch is 1-0. Barnhart lays off a fastball down and inside, missing the plate. It's 2-0. Two ball, no strike count. 3-2 our score. Jacksonville leading just by one. The pitch. Barnhart lays off a fastball up and inside. It's 3 balls and no strikes. Quarry's over 20 pitches this inning. He's at 23. Only 10 of them have been thrown for strikes, so he's been a little bit over the all over the place. Right-hander ready, the 3-0. Fastball right down the middle, called a strike on Barnhart. It's 3-1. Quare ready. The 3-1 on the way. Barnhart swings, smacks a line drive through the hole on the right side, and that's rolling to the wall. Around second, on his way to third is Weimer. He gets the wave home. Throw is cut off. Hostetler throw to the plate. It's off Banfield, and we're tied. Ball rolled up the third baseline after it glanced off the glove of Banfield on the cutoff throw from Hostetler. It's an RBI double for Tucker Barnhart. And it's a brand new ball game. We're tied at 3 here in the home half of the fourth inning. Weimer goes first to home on the double. Kicked it into sixth gear as he was waved home by the third base coach, Mike Jacobs. And that's going to bring out a visit from Will Banfield to talk things over with Angel McQuarrie. So this game has really turned on its head here in the fourth inning. 3 runs home on 3 hits, all off Angel McQuarrie. Two men out, and I got to give them credit. I mean, back-to-back hard-hit balls with 2 outs. That'll bring up Eric Gonzalez, who's 0 for 1. And to do all this with 2 outs is very impressive. Barnhart leads at second. McQuarrie ready. The pitch to the righty. Gonzalez swings, fights off that inside pitch to the backstop. It's 0-1. McQuarrie set. Barnhart leads at second. The pitch home. Breaking ball cut on, hit in the air. Left center, though it's in the vicinity of Jacob Barcy, races over to his right, makes the catch, and that ends the inning. But the bats are on the board, and they tie the game. They played 3 runs in the inning on 3 hits, and they leave 1. Heading to the top of the 5th, it's Jacksonville and Louisville tied at 3 on the Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS.
WW Game Mechanical Contractor has been an iconic part of the Jacksonville community since 1962. For over 60 years, we have provided innovative solutions for our clients, big and small, throughout Florida and Georgia. We hire and train the highest skilled workforce, ensuring each job is done correctly the first time, proving our motto that says our employees are the best in the business. Our team is on call 24/7 for your commercial and industrial service needs, so call WW Game today at 904-388-2696.
your best friend in baseball. Does it get any better? Here's something that will make you bark. Forever Vets Canines and Crustaceans Dog Days return to 121 Financial Ballpark in 2024. Fans are encouraged to bring their furry friend on April 21st, May 14th, June 12th, July 30th, and September 18th. Dogs are admitted free as long as their human companion buys a ticket. If dogs are not your style, the Jumbo Shrimp will also hold a Purr in the Park Cat Day on May 28th. When cats are admitted to 121 Financial Ballpark for free with the purchase of one ticket by their human companion. Throw your buddy a bone and head to the park. Tickets are available on www.jackshrimp.com or by calling the Miller Electric Box Office at 904-358-2846.
Back to the park for more Jumbo Shrimp Baseball.
Top of the fifth inning, all tied at three. The new pitcher in for the Louisville Bats. Day's over for the starter, Jose Acuna. He goes four innings. Allows three runs, all earned on seven hits. He didn't walk a batter. He struck out three. First pitch, and the switch hitting lefty, Jacob Berry, takes a fastball inside. It's 1-0. So Jose Acuna gives way to right-hander Connor Overton. The 1-0. There he takes a pitch high inside for ball two. Overton is a 6-foot, 205-pound righty from Richmond, Virginia. He's 31 years of age. Infield shifted to pull. The pitch to Berry swings. It's a bouncing ball into the shift at the second baseman. Jordan takes two steps to his left, fields, and fires over to first. There is out number one, 4-3. That'll bring up Javier Sanoja. This year, Connor Overton has been solely with Louisville Bats. He's made a couple of rehab appearances in High A Dayton and the Arizona Complex League Reds. The pitch home, Sanoja squares to bunt. Pulls back, though, as that first pitch breaking ball misses. It's one ball and no strikes. The 1-0, swing by Sanoja. It's lined foul to the door behind home plate. And it's 1-1. Up in the bullpen for the Louisville Bats is Lake Bacher. A new pickup for Jacksonville. Claimed off waivers a couple days ago. The pitch. Overton misses inside with an off-speed pitch. It's 2-1 to Sanoja. This year, Overton had a little bit of a rough 2024 here in the International League. He's making his seventh appearance, his fifth out of the bullpen. The pitch, Sanoja swings and misses at a pitch down in the dirt. It's 2-2. He's thrown a total of 17 and two-thirds innings, 17 earned runs on 23 hits. His ERA is 8.66. He is 0-1 on the year. Opponents are hitting 307 off him. Infield, outfield straight away. It's 2-2 with one away on Sanoja. The pitch. Reaches, swings, hits it to short. Gonzalez charges. Fields fires to first. And he just barely beats Sanoja to the bag. 6-3. There is out number two. And that'll bring up Davison De Los Santos. He is minor league leading 37th home run his last time up in the third. It was his ninth home run in the International League with Jacksonville. A hard-hitting righty. We'll see how Overton attacks it. Right-hander's first pitch. Fastball thrown down and outside. It's one ball and no strikes. Los Santos is getting a lot of pitches away. The 1-0. Another cutter misses high and away. It's two balls and no strikes. Two 0 count. Los Santos awaiting the pitch from Overton. Swings, hammers a ball in a line, foul down the left field line. And it's 2-1. The ball was ripped 109 miles an hour off the bat. I mean, it is unbelievable to watch him swing a bat. He just kills the ball. The 2-1 on the way. Cutter cut on and hit into the glove of the catcher, Barnhart. He makes the play. It's 2-2. Two ball, two strike count, infield and outfield straight away, and they're playing back on the right-handed swinger. The 2-2. The changeup taken on down and outside. It's 3-2. Two men out. Top of the fifth inning here at Slugger Field. Jacksonville and Louisville knotted up at 3. The 3-2. Check swing. He went around on a fastball on the outside corner, or maybe he didn't, because Nilo Santos wanted to challenge, so maybe he didn't break the plane. They give him the challenge, and Nilo Santos wins the challenge. So Nilo Santos wins the challenge for Jacksonville. He uses their last one, but they get to keep it since they were correct. It's Jacksonville's second win of the game. They are 2-for-3 on challenges. So De Los Santos works a walk with two outs. It extends the inning, and that brings up Nick Gordon. Left on right, the pinch from the righty, and Gordon lays off a fastball at the knees, called a strike. It's 0-1. The 0-1, Gordon lays off a changeup in the dirt. One ball and a strike. Third baseman Wenzel is even with the bag at third. He's in between the baseline. Infield plays the left-hander Gordon to pull. The 1-1 takes a fastball high and away. Two balls and a strike. Nick Gordon has been swinging it pretty well for Jacksonville lately. He is 7-for-27. That's a .259 average. The pitch. Swings, it's a sharp ground ball, fair, it trickles down the line into the right field corner. Motoring around third now is De Los Santos. On his way to third is Gordon. The throw is cut off and it won't go anywhere. It's an RBI triple for Nick Gordon, and the Jumbo Shrimp are back on top, 4-3 here in the top of the fifth inning. That ball was ripped down the first baseline. Higgins tried to make a dive. It kicked off the bag, it looked like, and then started hopping down the line. It went off the tarp, rolled into the right field corner, and that allowed De Los Santos and Gordon to kick it into an extra gear and take another extra base. De Los Santos scores from first, and Gordon goes to third. It's a triple for him. Plates are on. Jacksonville's on top, and that brings up Will Banfield. First pitch to the righty. Takes a cutter high and away. It's one ball and no strikes. So Gordon continues his hot hitting with Jacksonville. He's 1-for-3. He's now 8-for-30 with a triple. The 1-0. Banfield swings. It's a rocket foul. And oh, watch out, Diego Infante. That ball almost clipped him on the ankle. A couple smiles from everybody. And thank goodness that Infante's okay. That ball was hit right at him. A county corner to the right behind home plate. Nick Gordon stands at third. It's 4-3 Jacksonville. The pitch. Banfield swings, pops it up, foul to the right side. It goes out of play, and it's 1-2 on Banfield. Banfield playing back and straight away. The outfield is straight away for Banfield. 1-for-2 tonight. The 1-2 on the way. Breaking ball cut on, lined at the shortstop. It's out of his reach and into left field. Gonzalez just not stretched far enough on that ball. And it was lined just out of his reach for an RBI base hit as Gordon comes in to score from third. And Jacksonville is building their lead back up. It's now a two-run advantage. 5-3 here in the top of the fifth inning. Well, the Jumbo Shrimp blew their three-run lead with three in the fourth for the bats, but they've come back with two of their own here on the top of the fifth. They're up by two. That brings up Infante. Takes a first pitch fastball high and away. It's 1-0. Nobody up in the bats bullpen. Bakker still throwing in the jumbo shrimp pan. The 1-0. Infante swings and misses. And a fastball in the outside corner. It's 1-1. Infante is 0-2. In the low two teens for Jacksonville. Came in hitting .218 in his first 17 games here in AAA. The 1-1. He swings. A soft grounder roll to third. Wenzel charges. Fields throws. And it's late to first. Infante beats it out. An infield single. The inning continues. Banfield goes first to second safely. And everything is going right for Jacksonville here in the top half of the fifth inning. That'll bring out a visit from the catcher, Tucker Barnhart, to talk things over with his right-hander. And for Overton, two men out, and Jacksonville's done a lot of good two-out hitting. Los Santos won the challenge. If he had not, it would have been a 1-2-3 inning because he struck out looking. But he challenged, he won, he drew a walk, then Gordon tripled him in. Banfield an RBI single, and now Infante an infield single. So three hits with two outs, four two-out base runners have really come in handy for Jacksonville. They have five runs on now 10 hits. Louisville, three runs on four hits. Pitch to Dalvy Rosario. Rosario takes a fastball inside. One ball, no strikes. Again, Lake Bakker will have his first appearance out of the bullpen because he is getting loose. The bats have a righty up in their bullpen. The 1-0. Rosario swings, lifts that ball in the air to right. Hernabees starts back, comes in, makes the catch, and that retires the side. Jacksonville, they get two runs in the inning on three hits. They leave a pair, but we're halfway home in this one. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning with Jacksonville leading on the road at Louisville 5-3 on the Jumbo Shrimp Network powered by FIS.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Maurer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooper.
Join Vistar Credit Union during every Wednesday Jumbo Shrimp home game at 121 Financial Ballpark. The Jumbo Shrimp and Vistar Credit Union will partner with local nonprofits to raise awareness and funds throughout the night via ticket sales. Additionally, Vistar Credit Union members can take advantage of a buy one, get one ticket special each Wednesday when showing their Vistar credit or debit card at the Miller Electric box office. It's Vistar Good is Everywhere Wednesdays at 121 Financial Ballpark.
The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp are more than just a baseball team. 121 Financial Ballpark has become one of the premier family event venues in the state of Florida. In addition to 75 home games, the Jumbo Shrimp hosts movie nights, bingo nights, college and high school baseball, disc golf, fan batting practices, and more. To follow all the event happenings at 121 Financial Ballpark this year, stay tuned to jackshrimp.com and follow the Jack Shrimp on Facebook, Instagram, and the artist formerly known as Twitter, X. Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, affordable, family, fun.
You're tuned in to the Jumbo Shrimp Radio Network.
Home half of the fifth inning here in Louisville, and the Jumbo Shrimp back on top as they lead the bats, and Jumbo Shrimp are going to bring on a brand new pitcher, Lake Bakker. First pitch to Bubba Thompson is a fastball that runs inside, almost clips him on the hands. It's 1-0. So Bakker was claimed off waivers from the Padres a couple nights ago. This is Bakker's first outing with the Marlins organization, the 1-0. He misses downstairs with a fastball. It's two balls and no strikes. In 2024, he was primarily with the El Paso Chihuahuas in the Pacific Coast League. Made 46 appearances. One of them starts, the 2-0. Swing by Thompson. That's popped up foul out of play. It's 2-1. He went 6-3. His ERA was 3.89 in 71 2/3 innings. He allowed 34 runs, 31 of them earned on 72 hits. 85 strikeouts to 32 walks. The pinch swung on and lined in between the third baseman, De Los Santos, and the shortstop, Sanoja. That's out to left field. Thompson has his first hit. It's a hard hit base hit to left. And that'll bring up the top of the order, Jacob Herdebees, who's 0 for 2. And the Jumbo Shrimp had a 3-0 lead before a 3-run fourth inning for the Bats that tied it, but Jacksonville got their momentum back. 2 runs on 4 hits. In the top of the 5th inning, but the tying run at the plate in Herdebees. Bacher's first pitch is a fastball missing off the plate downstairs. It's 1-0. De Los Santos plays in on the grass at third. Herdebees ready. The runner goes for second. The pitch called a strike. Throw and tag. And it clicks out of the glove of Sanoja. So Sanoja caught the ball, I think, when he meant to swipe for a tag. The ball kind of rolled out. Went underneath Thompson. A stolen base for Bubba. And that is probably one of the best parts of his game is his speed. And we talked about Bubba Thompson and how he had quite a number of stolen bases. Over the last couple years, the 1-1 pitch is a breaking ball called a strike at the letters of Herdebees. It's 1-2. .49 stolen bags in 2022 for the Round Rock Express. 1-2, Herdebees swings. It's a bouncing ball to first. Backhanded by Hostetler. Flips to Bacher covering the bag at first. There's out number one. And Thompson moves over to third safely without a play. So Bats have a run at third. The tying run, though, is at the plate. It's Levi Jordan. But give credit to the Bats. They haven't gone away. They've done a really good job of staying within striking distance of Jacksonville. Really, this entire series, yesterday being the outlier, because they were in front 6-0 after the second inning. Jordan today is 0 for 1. He walked and scored in the fourth inning. He popped up to the second baseman Gordon in the first. Thompson stands at third. The pitch from Bacher home. Swing by Jordan. Liner hit to left. Rosario will slow up. He'll play it on a hop. It's a base hit, and Thompson comes in to score from third. And it's now a 5-4 game on that RBI base hit. So that's not going away. They're doing a good job of getting to Jumbo Shrimp pitching early and often. And that'll bring up Edwin Rios. Has 2 home runs in as many days. A 3-run homer last night. A 2-run blast in the fourth inning that made it 3-2 at the time. 5 runs, 10 hits for Jacksonville. Runner goes. The pinch misses outside. Throw to second. Tag by Sanoja. They got him. Great throw and tag. Sanoja actually came and got the ball instead of waiting for it. Then he ran over to his left and laid a hard tag on the would-be base stealer, Levi Jordan. So Jordan is out trying to go to second on a 2-6 caught stealing. And Will Banfield has been fantastic behind the plate. A catcher pick off of Wenzel in the first. And catches him stealing here in the fifth. The pitch home to Rios. He swings. It's a weak line drive to right, but it's down for a base hit. And there is the third hit of the inning for the Bats. It's a 2-out base knock for Rios, and that'll bring up Wenzel. So Wenzel digs in. 2 homers last night. The pitch to the righty. Here's a good slider on the right-hander, Bacher. Ball to strike on the outside corner. It's 0-1. So this inning, a run home on 3 hits against Lake Bacher. His first action with the Marlins. Infield shifts to pull on Wenzel. The second baseman, Gordon, up the middle. Bacher's 0-1. And a fastball misses way up and inside. And Wenzel leans back out of the way. It's 1-1. pitch home. Swing, line, foul to the netting behind home plate. It's one ball and two strikes. Two men out here in the home half of the fifth inning. Jacksonville leading 5-4 on 10 hits. Seven hits for the bats. They trail by one. Baccarini, the 1-2 on the way. Slider cut on, dribbled over the mound, charging in Gordon. He fields, has to fire quickly. He does, and he beats Wenzel to the bag, 4-3. Side retired. In the inning for the bats, they get a run on three hits. They leave one. We go to the sixth. Jacksonville leading Louisville 5-4 on the Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
When injury or trouble finds you, what do you look for in a lawyer? A lawyer recognized as a board-certified expert in civil trial? What about a lawyer who doesn't look to charge you for every stamp, photocopy, or mile traveled? What if I told you we offer both and an attorney will personally meet with you? I am John Phillips. Give me a call, 444-4444, or visit floridajustice.com. Office is Jacksonville, Jacksonville Beach.
The Vistar Credit Union Souvenir Store has all the Jumbo Shrimp shirts, jerseys, hats, sweatshirts, collectibles, novelties, and the biggest hat collection in all of minor league baseball. Located on the concourse behind home plate, the Vistar Credit Union Souvenir Store stays open until the end of each Jumbo Shrimp home game, and is also open during the week from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on non-game days. Fans can also shop online at jackshrimp.com/shop. Get all your officially licensed Jumbo Shrimp gear at the Vistar Credit Union Souvenir Store.
It's time for more Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp Baseball.
Top of the sixth inning. Bennett Hostetler leads off, takes a first pitch fastball inside from Connor Overton. It's 1-0. Jacksonville has their bullpen active again. The pitch home. Hostetler takes a fastball up and away. It's two balls and no strikes. A 2-0 pitch home. Hostetler lays off. Fastball called a strike at the belt. It's 2-1. Pitch to Hostetler. He swings, lines it foul to the backstop. It's 2-2. Jacksonville up 5-4. Hostetler calls time. A 2-2 on the way. He swings and misses. Out in front of a good off-speed pitch from Connor Overton. Strike three, and there is out number one. Top of the order now. It's Hostetler, Marcy, and Berry for Overton, his first strikeout. Marcy 2-for-3 with a pair of doubles. First pitch home to Marcy is a pitch downstairs and outside, taken for ball one. The 1-0, swing, broken bat, bouncing ball hit to third. Wenzel fields from foul territory, throws across his body. It's in time, and there's out number two. That's a fantastic play by Wenzel, and that'll bring up Jacob Berry. Berry digs in. Pitch home. The switch hitter. It swings and it's a bouncing ball foul. Swings, it's a bouncing ball to first. It's caught by Higgins, flips to the pitcher covering the bag, and that will retire the side. 1-2-3 go the Jumbo Shrimp in their half of the sixth inning. We take a 5-4 ball game to the bottom of the sixth inning on the Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS.
Don't strike out with getting a home loan. When it's time to buy or refinance, hit one over the fence with Union Home Mortgage. Proud sponsor of Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp Baseball. At Union Home Mortgage, you're an all-star who gets the MVP treatment. Personalized loan options, world-class service, and unwavering support. Because there's no better feeling than coming home. Start your path to home ownership with a fast and easy quote today. Call 1-877-UHM-4U or go to UHM.com. Union Home Mortgage. Promises kept. Union Home Mortgage Corp. is an equal housing opportunity lender. NMLS 2229-8241 at Dow Circle West, Strongsville, Ohio 44136.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
You're tuned in to Jumbo Shrimp Baseball.
Home half of the sixth inning. Jacksonville leading by one. It's 5-4. The new pitcher in for the Jumbo Shrimp is Brett DeGus, so you can shut the book on Link Bacher. One inning, a run on three hits. The pitch home to P.J. Higgins. The righty leads off. He swings at the first pitch. Finds it foul to the backstop. It's 0-1. So Bacher, one inning, a run, three hits. It was earned. No walks or strikeouts. On a pitch home to Higgins, to Gus. Swing, all hit out. Hard to right field on the ground. That's a base hit. Gordon was playing up the middle, so a wide open hole on the right side of the infield. Higgins takes advantage, and that'll bring up Joey Weimer. Field and outfield straight away. Weimer 1-for-2 with a single and a run scored. He swings, rips a line drive foul down the first baseline. It's 0-1. Gus has been up and down with Jacksonville this season. Also pitched for the Seattle Mariners. That's where he came from. The pitch home. He misses inside. And Weimer spins inside of that pitch, missing up and inside. It's 1-1. Gus with the Marlins. He's made 7 bullpen appearances with them. 5 2/3 total innings. Mariners, he made 4 bullpen appearances, an ERA of 2.70, the 1-1. Weimer swings, rips that ball foul to the right side out of play. It's 1-2. 5 runs, 10 hits, no errors for Jacksonville. 4 runs, 8 hits, no errors for Louisville. One ball, two strikes. In field at double play depth. Outfield straight away. Runner on first. Nobody out. The 1-2. Fastball misses down and outside. It's two balls and two strikes. The 2-2. Weimer swings. Bouncing ball hit to third. Glove by De Los Santos to second for one. On to first from Gordon. Not in time. So Weimer on a 5-4 fielder's choice. Higgins dead to rights at second. That'll bring up Tucker Barnhart. The first pitch home to Barnhart. He takes a fastball a little bit high. One ball, no strikes. Throw over to first. Weimer dives back safely. Still 1-0 on the left-hander Barnhart. Up in the bullpen for the bats, they have a right-hander. It's Casey Legamina. 1-0 pitch is cut on and missed by Barnhart. It's 1-1. One out. Weimer stands at first after a fielder's choice. Barnhart 1-for-2 with an RBI double. The pitch to Gus misses downstairs. Ray the splitter. It's 2-1. Two and one to Gus. Ready the pitch home. Barnhart waves and misses out in front of a really good splitter. It's two balls and two strikes. The 2-2 on the way. A splitter in the dirt laid off by Barnhart. Around the count full. Three balls, two strikes. The pitch home is a fastball down and inside, taken for ball four. So DeGus walks Barnhart. That puts two men aboard. That'll bring up the righty, Eric Gonzalez. DeGus has a really good mix of pitches. Sinker, knuckle curve, cutter, a split finger, and a fastball. The first pitch home to Gonzalez is a cutter missing high and away. It's one ball and no strikes. First and second, the tying run at second, the go-ahead run at first. Gonzalez 0-for-2, the runner goes for third, the pitch, called a strike, throw down to third, tag, not in time. Good jump by Joey Weimer, he swipes third. Ahead of the tag, barely from De Los Santos, a stolen base. And the tying run is 90 feet away with only one out in the inning. On deck is Bubba Thompson. Well, DeGus would love to get out of this inning unscathed. Runners at the corners. One out. A 1-1 pitch. Gonzalez checks his swing, did not go. A cutter misses outside for ball two. Outfield straight away. The infield is a double play down. Hosteller holds on the runner at first. Barnhart, the pitch. Swing and a miss. On a sinker in the dirt, it's 2-2. Good sliding stop by Banfield. Had to go over to his left. Need to stop without the ball squeaking through to allow Weimer to score. Two balls and two strikes on Eric Gonzalez. DeGus is ready. The pitch on the way. Gonzalez swings, fights off that pitch. Foul down the right field line. Off the netting. We'll do the 2-2 pitch again. Beautiful night here in Louisville. It's cooled off quite a bit, 83 degrees. Wind has been calm most of the night. Slight breeze here and there, but nothing major. 2-2 again. Gonzalez reaches, swings, bouncing ball hits. Sanoha only has one option on that slow hit, and he throws to first. He gets the out 6-3, but a run scores, and we're tied at 5. Weimer comes in from third and scores. Barnhart goes to second safely. So Gonzalez does his job. He moves everybody up one. They'll sacrifice the out to tie the game at 5. And that'll bring up Bubba Thompson. 5 runs, 10 hits for Jacksonville. 5 runs, 8 hits for the Bats. Thompson 1-for-2. Pitch from DeGus is breaking ball taken outside and low. It's 1-0. The pitch home. Thompson swings. Bouncing ball hit to short. Sanoha has to hurry from deep in the hole at short. Fires it on, and they get the speedy Thompson down the line, 6-3. But the Bats even the game. They get a run on one hit in the inning, and they leave one as well. We go to the seventh inning. Louisville and Jacksonville knotted up at 5 on the Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooper.
Join Vistar Credit Union during every Wednesday Jumbo Shrimp home game at 121 Financial Ballpark. The Jumbo Shrimp and Vistar Credit Union will partner with local nonprofits to raise awareness and funds throughout the night via ticket sales. Additionally, Vistar Credit Union members can take advantage of a buy one, get one ticket special each Wednesday when showing their Vistar credit or debit card at the Miller Electric box office. It's Vistar. Good is everywhere Wednesdays at 121 Financial Ballpark.
The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp are more than just a baseball team. 121 Financial Ballpark has become one of the premier family event venues in the state of Florida. In addition to 75 home games, the Jumbo Shrimp hosts movie nights, bingo nights, college and high school baseball, disc golf, fan batting practices, and more. To follow all the event happenings at 121 Financial Ballpark this year, stay tuned to jackshrimp.com and follow the Jack Shrimp on Facebook, Instagram, and the artist formerly known as Twitter, X. Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, affordable, family, fun.
You're tuned in to the Jumbo Shrimp Radio Network.
Well, the Jumbo Shrimp, like my own wrestling game, is a great
opportunity. Back at Slugger Field for the top of the seventh inning. Connor Overton's day is done. 2 innings, 2 runs, both earned on 3 hits with a walk and a strikeout. And that gives way to a new right-hander for the Bats. The pitch home. And Sanoha lays off. A fastball up and inside. 1 ball, no strikes. In the game now is 6'2", 195-pound righty from Dallas, Texas, Casey Legomena. And the 1-0 is a fastball called a strike down and away on the corner from Legomena. It's 1-1. Jacksonville, 5 runs, 10 hits. The Bats as well, 5 runs, 8 hits. Legomena is 1-1. Fastball taken high and away on the corner, though. It's called a strike. And it's 1 ball and 2 strikes. The bullpen for Jacksonville. Lou Arbert Arias. 1-2 on the way. Sanoha swings. A weak grounder rolled up the third baseline. Legomena quick off the mound. Bare hand. Throws to first. Off balance. And he makes the catch. Higgins at first. 1-3. There is out number one. That'll bring up Davison De Los Santos. The Jumbo Shrimper going to the bullpen now early and often. Davison De Los Santos digs in. Arias swarming up for Jacksonville. He's 1-2. The pitch from Legomena. And Los Santos swings, hits it foul to the top of the screen behind home plate. It's 0-1. On the season, Casey Legamina. Been up and down between Louisville and Cincinnati. He's making his 38th bullpen appearance. 55 and a third innings for the bats this year. The 0-1. Swing and a miss. Fastball in the inside corner at the letters. It's 0-2. He's allowed 22 runs, 20 of them earned, for an ERA of 3.25. He's posted a 6-2 record. 53 strikeouts against 18 walks. The 0-2. Los Santos swings. It's a high hopper back to the mound. Legamina fields. Tosses to first. It tanks. Higgins stretching into foul territory, but he keeps his foot on the bag. 1-3. Maybe the tip of his toe was able to stay on the pillow, and that'll bring up Nick Gordon, who's 1-for-3 with an RBI triple. Legamina's been fantastic for the bats this season out of the pen. He's holding opponents to a .224 batting average. This year, he's made 3 appearances for the Reds, 6 innings total for him. Tucker Barnhart will come out and talk to Legamina against the left-hander Nick Gordon. Made his major league debut last year, Legamina. Total last year, he went 11 outings for the Reds. 12 and two-thirds innings. The pitch to the lefty. Gordon takes a fastball called a strike. Over the outside corner, it's 0-1. We're tied at 5, the 0-1. Left-hander Gordon lays off a fastball off the plate outside. It's 1-1. Third baseman Wenzel plays even with the bag at third. The shortstop Gonzalez is up the middle. Outfield playing the opposite way, 1-1. Gordon swings, skies that ball in the air to center. Weimer goes to his left, tracks back to the barely onto the warning track. He makes the catch, and that ties the side. A 1-2-3 inning for the Jumbo Shrimp here and there, half of the seventh. It's time to stretch at Slugger Field. We are tied at 5. Between Jacksonville and Louisville. So we go to the bottom of the seventh inning next on the Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS.
WW Game Mechanical Contractor has been an iconic part of the Jacksonville community since 1962. For over 60 years, we have provided innovative solutions for our clients, big and small, throughout Florida and Georgia. We hire and train the highest skilled workforce, ensuring each job is done correctly the first time, proving our motto that says our employees are the best in the business. Our team is on call 24/7 for your commercial and industrial service needs, so call WW Game today at 904-388-2696.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Kids can feel like the pros for each Sunday Jumbo Shrimp home game. The Jumbo Shrimp invite families onto the field for a pregame catch, and after the final out is recorded, kids get to run the bases at 121 Financial Ballpark. Also, each Sunday contest will feature free face painting and balloon animals. It's Sunday Family Fun Days, presented by Baptist Health, and tickets are available at jackshrimp.com or by calling the Jumbo Shrimp at 904-358-2846.
You're tuned in to the Jumbo Shrimp Radio Network.
Bottom of the seventh inning here at Slugger Field. We are tied at 5. 10 runs this game for both sides on 18 hits. Jacksonville out hitting the bats 10-8, but what matters is we've got a tie ball game on the scoreboard at 5. The Warbidari is in for Brett DeGuz. Top of the order, Jacob Hernabees leads off. He takes a first pitch fastball outside from Arias. It's 1 ball and no strikes. Final line for DeGuz. 1 inning, 1 run on a hit. With 1 walk, no strikeouts. Pitch to Herdebees, he swings, lines that foul to the backstop. Shrimps 1-1. On the season, Luar Berdarius has yet to make his major league debut. His 39th appearance for Jacksonville is 38th out of the bullpen for him. Herdebees tonight 0-3 at the top of the order. The 1-1 on the way. Breaking ball cut on and missed. Out in front, it was a backdoor breaking ball. And it's 1-2. 60 innings this year for Arias out of the bullpen for Jacksonville. 25 runs, 21 earned. He's 6-6. Those 21 earned runs in 60 innings is good for a 3.15 ERA. The payoff pitch on the way. Swing, bouncing ball, rolled to first. Hostetler takes it on a few bounces. He races to the bag and wins the race himself. Rian assisted. There's out number one. 24 walks for Arias against 67 strikeouts. Opponents hitting 217 off him. Levi Jordan digs in. 1-for-2 with an RBI base hit in the fifth. He walked and scored in the fourth. Popped up to Nick Gordon at second base in the first inning. Infield and outfield straight away. Pitch to the right-handed hitting Jordan. And he lays off a slider at the top of the zone. Center of the plate. It's called a strike and it's 0-1. Infield outfield play him straight away. Arias Rennie, first base side of the mound from the belt, the 0-1. Another breaking ball. This time it's taken off the plate outside. 1-1. One ball, one strike, one out. Bottom of the seventh inning. Arias is set. The pitch home. Fastball runs up and inside. It has Jordan kind of bouncing out of his shoes a little bit. Two balls and a strike to the right-hander, Levi Jordan from Puyallup, Washington. Similar to Troy Johnston. 2-1 on the way. Fastball runs inside and plunks Jordan on the left shoulder on his back. And that has to hurt. Well, he's upset. He kind of slammed the bat down and walk on down to first. A little frustrated, but that'll bring up Edwin Rios. Rios, perfect day, 3-for-3. He's a triple shy of the cycle. Single double home run tonight. The pinch home. Takes a fastball high and away. One ball and no strikes. He's got the go-ahead run. Levi Jordan at first. Tied at 5, bottom of the 7th. Jacksonville and Louisville. Game 3 of our 6-game series. Arias Rennie, the 1-0. Rios swings, skies that ball to left, but it's foul and out of play. On to the second deck, and Karam's down below to the lower seating bowl. It's 1-1. One ball, one strike. One out. Bottom of the seventh inning. Arias Rennie is offering to Rios. Edwin Rios takes a fastball up high and outside. It is now 2 balls and a strike. Two and one. Arias peers in, gets the sign from Banfield. Target set down and outside. The pitch. Rios swings and misses behind a fastball up and inside at the letters. It's 2-2. Good pitch at 93 miles an hour. Rios was behind it. We'll see what Arias comes up with here. There's only one out. And he is, Rios, a very dangerous hitter. Arias Rennie. Jordan leads at first. 2 ball, 2 strikes. The offering home. Fastball taken in the dirt. Laid off. By Rios, it's 3-2. We'll see if they give Jordan a head start. They don't have to. There's only one away. Come on, Arias ready. Payoff home. Runner doesn't go. Rios swings. Skies that ball in the air. Shallow left. De Los Santos, Sanoja are out. It's the shortstop, Sanoja, making the call and catch. Out number two, and that'll bring up Davis Wenzel. Wenzel, a two-homer game last night. He's 0 for 2 tonight with a walk, but he has a chance to put the bats up ahead. We're tied at 5, but the go-ahead run for Louisville stands on first. There are two outs here in the bottom of the 7th inning. The pitch home. There's a slider taken down and outside. One ball, no strikes. Infield and outfield straight away. Ari is set. The pitch home. Wenzel half swings. It's called a strike anyway. Fastball in the outside corner. It's 1-1. The second time that the Jumbo Shrimp have played the bats. They came here for the first time last year. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Good breaking ball down and outside. Came up empty. It's 1-2. Yeah, it's a great city. A lot of history here. It's on the Bourbon Trail. There's a ton of bourbon distilleries downtown. They have Churchill Downs about 15 minutes away. The Louisville Slugger Museum on a walk from here, a 10 to 15 minute walk from the ballpark. Arias set the 1-2 on the way. Breaking ball off the plate outside. Taking two balls and two strikes. Two ball, two strike count. Two men out. Go ahead, run on first for the bats. Arias ready. The pitch to Wenzel. Swings. A little jam shot liner hit to the left of Gordon, but he makes the catch. And that retires the side. A hit batsman, nothing more for the Louisville bats in the 7th. No runs, no hits. One man left, though, as we go to the 8th. We are tied at 5 between Jacksonville and Louisville on the Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS.
Affordable family fun never stops at 121 Financial Ballpark. The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp's variety of ticket plans are designed to make sure you watch Jumbo Shrimp baseball on your schedule and save money each time you come out to the ballpark. Ticket plan member benefits include priority seating, invitations to exclusive events, discounts on parking passes and merchandise, a personal sales representative, and more. Call a friendly Jumbo Shrimp sales representative at 904-358-2846 for more information or visit jackshrimp.com.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Back to the ballpark for more Jumbo Shrimp Baseball.
Top of the 8th inning, Jacksonville and Louisville knotted up at 5. Jumbo Shrimp got the scoring going with a run in the first. They got 2 in the second, hopping out to a 3-0 lead. Then Louisville got 3 in the bottom of the 4th. Jacksonville made it 5-3 with 2 in the top of the 5th. The bats have slowly come back, 1 in the 5th, 1 in the 6th. Well, Banfield starts us off, takes a first pitch breaking ball at the knees outside corner. It's called a strike from Casey Legamina. It's 0-1. Banfield 2-for-3. The pitch swings a high hopper foul down the third base line. It's quickly 0-2. Grounded out to start the game in the top of the first. Then he has back-to-back singles in the fourth and fifth, and he brought in an RBI in the fifth as well. Infield and outfield standing straight away. Legamina ready. 0-2 home. Breaking ball cut on and missed by Banfield at the letters. Strike three. There is out number one. And for Legamina, that is his first punch out of the bullpen. That'll bring up Diego Infante, who's 1-for-3. Reached on an infield single in the fifth. Jacksonville 5 runs on 10 hits. Louisville 5 runs on 8 hits. First pitch to Infante. The right-hander takes a slider called a strike at the belt outside corner. It's nothing and one. 14 strikes for Legamina, 12 of them. 14 pitches, 12 of them strikes. The 0-1. Slider missing just off the plate. Outside, it's 1-1. That's the third ball out of 15 pitches for Legamina. Right-hander winds, deals the 1-1. Infante swings. It's a soft ground ball foul on the third base line. It's 1-2. Infield, outfield standing straight away. Infante calls time, adjusts the batting gloves. Digs back in, a wide open stance. Bat is kind of tilted over the right shoulder, the 1-2. Lays off a high fastball. It's two balls and two strikes. Well, we've been at 6:35 all week. Tomorrow that's going to change. 7:15 tomorrow and Saturday, the 2-2. Swing and a miss. Kind of with a fastball at the letters for strike three. There is out number two for Legamina in the bats. Rosario digs in 0-for-3s, flying out a trio of times, twice to right, once to center. The first pitch from the side armor, Rosario lays off a slider at the knees, center of the plate, called a strike. It's 0-1. Infield and outfield straight away for Rosario. Got really good speed, the 0-1. He lays off. Fastball called a strike on the outside corner. It's 0-2. A slow strike call from our home plate umpire, Matt Winter. So Rosario down 0-2, and Legamina's looking for his second 1-2-3 inning in his game. The 0-2 swing and a miss. Strike three. Another 1-2-3 inning. That fastball was at the letters. A trio of strikeouts for Legamina here in the eighth inning. And Jacksonville's down in order. No runs, no hits, nobody left. That's 10 in a row retired by Louisville. And the Jumbo Shrimp trying to hold Louisville where they are. We're tied at 5. The bottom of the eighth is up next on the Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooper.
Join Vistar Credit Union during every Wednesday Jumbo Shrimp home game at 121 Financial Ballpark. The Jumbo Shrimp and Vistar Credit Union will partner with local nonprofits to raise awareness and funds throughout the night via ticket sales. Additionally, Vistar Credit Union members can take advantage of a buy one, get one ticket special each Wednesday when showing their Vistar credit or debit card at the Miller Electric box office. It's Vistar Good is Everywhere Wednesdays at 121 Financial Ballpark.
The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp are more than just a baseball team. 121 Financial Ballpark has become one of the premier family event venues in the state of Florida. In addition to 75 home games, the Jumbo Shrimp hosts movie nights, bingo nights, college and high school baseball, disc golf, fan batting practices, and more. To follow all the event happenings at 121 Financial Ballpark this year, stay tuned to jackshrimp.com and follow the Jack Shrimp on Facebook, Instagram, and the artist formerly known as Twitter
X.
Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, affordable, family fun.
You're tuned in to the Jumbo Shrimp Radio Network.
Home half of the eighth inning, P.J. Higgins leading off, 5, 6, and 7. Arias first pitch to the righty Higgins. He swings, lifts it foul right side. Goes out of play. It's 0-1. Zach Maxwell starting to throw in the bullpen for the Bats. We are tied at 5 here in the bottom of the eighth. Arias ready, the 0-1. Higgins lays off a slider, called a ball just off the plate outside. It's 1-1. Higgins tonight 1-for-3 with a base hit in the sixth inning. The pitch, breaking ball early, swing and a miss. He was way out in front of a slider on the outside corner. That's 1-2. Maybe a little preview. Zach Maxwell, a 6'6", 293-pound righty from Nashville, Tennessee. One ball, two strikes. Jacksonville and Louisville tied at 5. Home half of the eighth inning. Arias ready, the 1-2. Slider missing down and away. Taken by Higgins. It's 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jumbo Shrimp and Bats have had quite a series. They've gone back and forth, except for last night. It was an 8-run win for the Bats. 2-2. Higgins swings, pops it foul right side. It's out of play, and we'll do it again. 2-ball, 2-strike count. Jacksonville and Louisville, they've really mirrored themselves tonight. 5 runs for both teams. Jacksonville 10 hits. Louisville just 8. 6 men left on for the Jumbo Shrimp. The 2-2. Breaking ball cut on, hit high in the air to center. It's in the vicinity of Marcy. Takes a few steps back and to his right. He makes the catch. There is out number one. For the Bats, they've left 5 men on base, so they're really not that far away from each other in a lot of the different stats. Again, tied at 5. Jacksonville out hitting Louisville by 2, 10-8, and they've left one more man on than the Bats, 6-5. That'll bring up Joey Weimer, who's 1-for-3. Been on base twice, most recently a fielder's choice. The pitch. Right-hander takes. That fastball runs inside. It clips him on the wrist. And Arias hits his second batter of the game. He hit Levi Jordan with 1 out in the 7th. He runs inside and hits Weimer on the hand with 1 out here in the 8th. That'll bring up Tucker Barnhart. Barnhart digs in, 1-for-2. Walked in the 6th. RBI double in the 4th. He grounded out in the 2nd. Go-ahead run at first with one away. The pitch. Barnhart lays off a fastball in the dirt. 1 ball and no strikes on him. Weimer, a fielder's choice in the 6th inning. Scored a run there. Singled. Scored in the 4th. And he flied out to center in the 2nd inning. One ball, no strike pitch. Barnhart waves and misses out in front of a backdoor breaking ball. That's 1-1. There's only 3 guys in the lineup for Louisville tonight that have not reached base. Jacob Hurtubise in the top of the order. Wenzel hitting 4th. 1-1 pitch. Barnhart swings. High hopper to first. It's over the head of Hostetler. It trickles into right field. Down the line. It's out of the reach of Gordon. Stopping at 3rd is Weimer. On to 2nd. Safely is Barnhart. Boy, the Bats have gotten a lucky break tonight with that ball. That was placed perfectly on all aspects. It was hit straight down and hit off the dirt in the infield around home plate in about 20 feet in the air, carried over Hostetler. Gordon raced over behind him. By the time he got there, the ball was ducking under his glove and kicking into the right field corner where the tarp is, and it hugged the line, stayed fair, and stayed true the entire way. And that'll bring out Jeremy Powell for a mound visit. But it was hit slow enough that Weimer could motor to 3rd hard enough that it was just a perfectly placed ground ball. And now, with less than 2 outs, Eric Gonzalez in for Louisville. And got the go-ahead run 90 feet away. So, theory, they could be staring at going into the top of the ninth with a lead with Zach Maxwell trying to close it out. Gonzalez tonight, he's 0 for 3 with an RBI. He's the third guy that hasn't reached in the lineup, so 6 of the 9 have reached. Jacksonville draws the infield in. They do not want to surrender this run, even if it'll get them an out. Runners take their leads. Weimer at third. Barnhart at second. The pitch. Gonzalez swings. Skies it foul behind the plate. Out of play. And it's 0-1. No balls and one strike. An infield drawn in for the Jumbo Shrimp. The pitch from Arias home. Gonzalez lays off a breaking ball off the plate outside. It's 1-1. 5 runs, 10 hits, no errors for Jacksonville. 5 runs, 9 hits. No errors for the Bats. Arias ready. The 1-1. Check swing. Did he go? Appeal. Goes to Felix Neon. He did not swing. It was a slider down in the dirt outside. It's 2-1. 2-1, the count on Gonzalez. Barnhart at second. Weimer at third. Weimer represents the go-ahead run. Louisville could go into the top of the ninth with the lead. Less than two outs, the 2-1. Gonzalez lays off a fastball in the dirt. It's 3-1. Well, if Gonzalez draws a walk, see if Jacksonville keeps the infield in or if they want to shift to double play. They have a speedster on deck in Bubba Thompson. 1-for-3 with an RBI single. The 3-1, Gonzalez takes. A slider called a strike on the front door inside corner. And it's full 3-2. We'll see if Arias can get out of trouble. He's got to make a lot of perfect pitches. He can miss his spot. Go-ahead run is at third. Only one out. Payoff pitch home. Breaking ball. Taken down and outside for ball four. And it is a walk to Eric Gonzalez. And in theory, that could help Jacksonville because a double play could get him out of the inning. We'll see what they do. Maybe they keep the corners in. No, they're going to keep Sanoha and Gordon in as well. So they will not settle for a double play. Tough to get with Bubba Thompson at the plate. So they at least want to make sure they get the runner at home. The pitch home. Thompson waves and misses. Trying to be the hero. He swings at a breaking ball well off the plate outside. It's 0-1. Top of the order is on deck. Jacob Herdebees. Arias set the 0-1 home. Breaking ball again. Swung on and missed by Thompson. Nowhere near it. In the other batter's box, it's 0-2. No balls and two strikes. Bubba Thompson has waved twice at a slider in the other batter's box. He's come up empty both times. Bases are loaded with only one out for the Bats. We're tied at 5 in the bottom of the 8th inning. The 0-2. Another breaking ball. This time Thompson lays off. It's 1-2. So good take. Good idea by Arias. He swung on it twice. Let me see if he goes for it a third time. We'll see what he comes up with here. Infield drawn in. 1-2 on Thompson. Bases loaded for the Bats. The 1-2 delivery. Breaking ball. Cut on. Hit in the air. Shallow right. Berry racing in. Makes the catch. Weimer going to test the arm. He heads back. It's cut off the throw by the first baseman, Hostetler. So that'll bring up the top of the order, Jacob Herdebees with two outs. Now, Herdebees tonight is 0-for-4. Last night, he was 1-for-5, but he was on base twice. RBI double in the second. He scored, reaching on a fielder's choice in the 8th inning. Herdebees has been a good bat for Louisville at the top of the order. First pitch to the lefty. Takes a fastball inside. It's 1 ball and no strikes. Five to five. Go ahead run. for Louisville stands 90 feet away. Bases loaded, two outs in the bottom of the eighth, the 1-0. Burnaby swings, lines it foul to the screen behind home plate. It's 1-1. Everybody clap your hands. Arias Rennie, the 1-1. Burnaby swings, lines it to center, but it's right at Marcy. It hangs up for him. And he makes the catch, and that ends the inning. So Arias gets into a little bit of danger, but the bats strand the bases loaded. No runs, one hit, and three men left on base. Heading to the ninth inning, we are tied at five between Jacksonville and Louisville. The Jumbo Shrimp coming to bat in the top of the ninth next on the Jackson Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Your best friend in baseball. Does it get any better? Here's something that will make you bark. Forever Vets Canines and Crustaceans Dog Days return to 121 Financial Ballpark in 2024. Fans are encouraged to bring their furry friend on April 21st, May 14th, June 12th, July 30th, and September 18th. Dogs are admitted free as long as their human companion buys a ticket. If dogs are not your style, the Jumbo Shrimp will also hold a Purr in the Park Cat Day on May 28th. When cats are admitted to 121 Financial Ballpark for free with the purchase of one ticket by their human companion. Throw your buddy a bone and head to the park. Tickets are available on www.jackshrimp.com or by calling the Miller Electric Box Office at 904-358-2846.
Back to the park for more Jumbo Shrimp Baseball.
Top of the ninth inning, Jacksonville and Louisville tie game at five runs apiece.
Hey, Jumbo Shrimp.
Bennett Hostetler will lead off against a new pitcher, Zach Maxwell. So two scoreless frames for Casey Legomena with three strikeouts. First pitch, Hostetler takes a fastball down the middle, called a strike. It's 0-1. Jumbo Shrimp have Elvis Alvarado in their bullpen. And pitch home. There's a fastball missing down and inside. One ball and a strike. Zach Maxwell, a 6'6", 293-pound righty from Nashville, Tennessee. 1-1. Hostetler lays off a cutter upstairs inside. 2-1. 9-1-2. Hostetler, Marcy, and Berry. The 2-1 pinch, Hostetler swings, a sharp grounder rolled to short. Eric Gonzalez fields to his right on the backhand, fires across the diamond to first in time. There is out number one, 6-3. In the bottom of the ninth inning, Louisville will have the 2, 3, and 4 hitters, Levi Jordan, Edwin Rios, and Davis Wenzel. Marcy tonight 2-for-4 with a pair of doubles. He's been hitless since the 4th. Hits in his first two at-bats in the first and third, though. Pitch home. The left-hander takes a fastball at 99 up above the letters. It's 1-0. Tied at 5. Top of the ninth, the pitch. Marcy takes a fastball at 101 down and inside. It's 2-0. This guy has a lot of power in that 6'6", 293-pound frame. The 2-0 on the way. Marcy lays off a fastball at 97. Better high on the outside corner. It's 2-1. Third baseman Wenzel is in on the grass at third. Field plays him to pull the lefty the pitch. Maxwell misses way up and inside with a fastball. Now run it to 3-1. Maxwell Rennie, third base side of the mound. 3-1 on the way. Fastball upstairs, ball four. A one-out walk issued to Marcy, the first time he's been on base since the third inning. That'll bring up Jacob Berry. Jacksonville trying to scratch across a run before the extra inning 10. They'll bring on Elvis Alvarado to finish off the ninth, and hopefully if they have a lead, lock it down. If not, Elvis will be brought on to keep the game tied at 5. Maxwell's first pitch. Fastball upstairs. Berry lays off. It's 1-0. One ball, no strike count. Maxwell watches first. Comes set at the belt. Spinning a throw over. And Marcy's back standing. Take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard. A lot of finals, a lot in progress as well. The 1-0. Fastball missing high and away. It's 2-0. Charlotte Norfolk played a Thursday 12:05 game in Norfolk. The Knights came away with a 5-3 win. Worcester and Rochester, they're in the top of the ninth. It's the WooSox 12, the Rochester Red Wings 10. Doubleheader between Omaha and Memphis. Game one is a final, the 2-0. Berry swings, bouncing ball hit to the first base on deck circle. Foul, it's 2-1. Game one went to the Redbirds 3-1 in seven innings. Game two, the Omaha Storm Chasers are on top 1-0. The bottom of the second, they're playing at AutoZone Park. Buffalo and Lehigh Valley are final. The Bisons came away 8-0 win, the 2-1. Berry swings, fouls that ball off up our way, but on top of the roof, it's 2-2. Top of the eighth, Columbus and Durham, they're tied at 2. Bottom of the eighth in Toledo, the Mudhens lead at home against the Indians 3-2. Bottom of the seventh in Syracuse, the Scranton-Wilkes-Barre Railriders are on top 10-3. The 2-2 on the way. Berry swings, lines that fastball foul to the backstop. We'll do it again, 2-2. Bottom of the sixth inning, Nashville and Gwinnett tied at 1 in the Music City. 3-1 lead for St. Paul at home over Iowa. Top of the ninth here, Jacksonville and Louisville, they're tied at 5. 2-2 again, Berry takes a breaking ball in the dirt, and that'll fill it up 3-2. Only one out. On deck is Javier Sanoja. Infield shifted to pull for Berry. He is 1-for-4. Maxwell's 3-2. Berry swings, hits that in the air. Shallow left center. Thompson and Weimer on the run. It's the center fielder Weimer making the call and catch in left center field. There is out number 2. And that's going to bring up Javier Sanoja. The first pitch to Sanoja. He takes a fastball down and outside. One ball, no strikes. Marcy leads at first. 1-0, there goes Marcy. Sanoja swings, golfs it in the air. Foul down the right field line. It's 1-1. Jacksonville trying to hit and run. Sanoja hit it in the air, foul. One ball and a strike on Sanoja. One. Sanoja lays off a pitch in the dirt. Good block by Barnhart. Marcy stays put. It's 2-1 to the righty, Sanoja. Javier 1-for-3. RBI single in the first. A sac fly that brought in a run in the third. A pair of groundouts to the shortstop Gonzalez in the fifth. Back to the pitcher in the seventh. And that was Legamina. 2-1. There goes Marcy. Sanoja swings. Bouncing ball hit to first. Gloved over the shoulder by Higgins. Throws to first and it's late. Sanoja beats it out. Runner was going Marcy at first. It pulled Jordan, the second baseman, to cover the bag. That had a wide open space on the right side. Sanoha hit it straight down. It carried over the first baseman, Higgins, but he had to go back. He was going back and to his right. Reached over his head, made the catch, spun, fired to first, but it was a little late. And Sanoha beat out the play. So now runners at first and second with two outs. That'll bring up De Los Santos, who is a big power hitter in order for Jacksonville. He already has one home run tonight. One for three with a walk, a home run. First pitch, lays off a high fastball, runs in on the hands. It's 1-0. 1-0 count. First and second, two outs, the 1-0. De Los Santos swings, hits it foul to the netting behind home plate. It's 1-1. Tie ball game at 5. Jacksonville has the go-ahead run at second. Insurance run stands at first, but there's two outs. Maxwell Rennie, the 1-1 to De Los Santos. Breaking ball cut on, hits slowly down the third baseline. It's going to stay fair, and nobody has a play. An infield base hit for De Los Santos. The bases are loaded, and that'll bring up Nick Gordon. It doesn't matter how hard you hit it, just where. And De Los Santos hit it perfectly down the third baseline. It stays true. Now the bases are full of red jumbo shrimp jerseys for Nick Gordon with a chance to give Jacksonville the lead. Now there are two outs. We'll see what Gordon can do. He hit a triple in the fifth inning. He's 1-for-4 tonight. All he needs to do is put the ball in play and hopefully something good can happen. But it's the age-old adage. Put the ball in play in baseball and things can happen. Alvarado still warming up for Jacksonville. Jacksonville would love to have him come into the ninth inning with a lead. Gordon digs into the left-handed box. He flied out to Weimer in center field in the seventh inning. Maxwell Rennie, two outs. Bases loaded for Jacksonville, the first offering. Gordon reaches, swings, lines it foul to the top of the netting behind home plate. It's 0-1. And in the bottom of the ninth inning, Louisville will have the 2, 3, and 4 hitters, Jordan, Rios, and Wenzel. 0-1, Gordon swings, hard ground ball to second. It's gobbled up by Jordan from shallow right field. He tosses to first, side retire. Jacksonville gets him loaded, but they can't do anything with it. No runs, two hits, three men left aboard. Heading to the bottom of the ninth, last chance for Louisville before extra innings. It's a tie ball game. At 5 runs apiece on the Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS.
Hey, Jumbo Shrimp fans, are you ready for a home run in your financial game? At EverBank, we're serious about making sure your hard-earned money goes the distance. Open an EverBank Performance Savings account and score serious savings. See what you could earn at EverBank.com. EverBank, advantage you. EverBank is a member of the FDIC and is a proud sponsor of the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp.
Whether you're getting a group of friends together or entertaining your clients and employees, 121 Financial Ballpark is the place to be. Whether it's for hosting birthday parties, corporate outings, team building activities, civic organization events, or just getting people together, the Jumbo Shrimp have the perfect setup for a memorable group experience for fans of all ages. With special group ticket rates and beautiful group areas throughout 121 Financial Ballpark, for more information, please call a friendly Jumbo Shrimp ticket representative at 904-358-2846 for Jumbo Shrimp group and picnic specials all season long at 121 Financial Ballpark.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of Black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro League's All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
It's time for more Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp Baseball.
Elvis Alvarado comes in for Jacksonville. Lou Arbidarius, two scoreless innings, one walk and one hit allowed, no runs or strikeouts. Last of the ninth inning. Tied at 5, and if needed, go to extras. If The bats can't plate the winning run here. Levi Jordan starts off the inning against Alvarado. Alvarado, hard-throwing right-hander. Five to five here in the ninth inning. The pitch from Alvarado to Jordan. First pitch fastball called a strike. It's 0-1. Last time out for Alvarado this series was back on the third. On Tuesday, through two scoreless frames with four strikeouts, he walked one. 0-1. Jordan swings, rips it foul to the backstop. It's 0-2. That was a win for Jacksonville, 4-3 in 10 innings. The bats do have somebody up in their bullpen. It's a righty. It's number 38. And number 38 is Sam Benscooter. Tied at 5. The bats trying to wrap it up here with a walk-off. The 0-2. Jordan swings, bangs that ball on a line to left. Coming in Rosario. It hangs up for him, and he makes the catch. There is out number one. That ball was rocketed to left. Right in the vicinity of Rosario. He's able to run it down. That'll bring up Edwin Rios. Rios had a three-run home run yesterday. That pushed the lead up to 10-2, and Louisville went on to win. He had a two-run shot in the fourth inning today. At the time, it cut it to a 3-2 lead for Jacksonville. Then the two teams went back and forth before the bats tied it with a run in the sixth inning at 5. First pitch, Rios swings, lifts it foul behind the plate. It's over the roof. It's 0-1. Alvarado makes his fastball at 99 to 100. Sometimes he can push it over, but it looks effortless from him. The 0-1 to Rios. Swings, hammers that ball. High to left center. Marcy's back. He's on the track, and it's gone! A walk-off home run for Edwin Rios. His second of the game, his third in the last 2 days. And he sends home the Louisville faithful happy with a walk-off home run in the bottom of the ninth inning. His 17th big fly of the year. And it gives the bats their second win in this series. One run on one hit. Nobody left. And the bats come away winners on a walk-off here tonight. And the bats are partying around home plate. They dump two Gatorade containers onto the big designated hitter as he walks them off and seals the win for them tonight. Got the totals and shrimp wrap coming up next on the Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS.
Hey, Jumbo Shrimp fans, are you ready for a home run in your financial game? At EverBank, we're serious about making sure your hard-earned money goes the distance. Open an EverBank Performance Savings account and score serious savings. See what you could earn at EverBank.com. EverBank. Advantage you. EverBank is a member of the FDIC and is a proud sponsor of the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp.
When injury or trouble finds you, what do you look for in a lawyer? A lawyer recognized as a board-certified expert in civil trial? What about a lawyer who doesn't look to charge you for every stamp, photocopy, or mile traveled? What if I told you we offer both and an attorney will personally meet with you? I am John Phillips. Give me a call, 444-4444, or visit floridajustice.com. Office is Jacksonville, Jacksonville Beach.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Tuned in to the Jumbo Shrimp Radio Network.
Back at Slugger Field for the final totals in this one. The Jumbo Shrimp fall to the bats 6-5 in 2 hours and 38 minutes. Six runs, 10 hits, no errors, 8 men left on base for the bats. for the Jumbo Shrimp. 5 runs, 12 hits, no errors. They leave 9 men on base. It's Zach Maxwell getting the win. He improves to 5-2. Maxwell, for the Bats, went one scoreless inning. 2 hits allowed, but nobody crossed. He walked one, didn't strike out a batter, and Elvis Alvarado takes the loss. He goes a third of an inning to pitch the 9th. 1 run on 1 hit. No walks or strikeouts. A walk-off shot for Edwin Rios. And that's how this game wrapped up. 2 hours, 38 minutes. First pitch at 6:35. The final out made at 9:13 in front of 3,088 here tonight. The Jumbo Shrimp fall to 64-69. They're 29-29 in the second half of the year. The Bats, they get their 60th win of the season. They're 60-74. They are the final team in the IL to reach that 60-win mark. They are now 22-38 in the second half of the season. Shrimp Wrap, it starts right now on the Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS. It's time to tell you how this game happened in 2 hours and 38 minutes. Well, the Jumbo Shrimp, they got out to an early lead. It was a leadoff double from Jacob Marcy. A single from Barry put runners at the corners. And Javier Sanoja drove in the Jumbo Shrimp's first run of the game with an RBI base hit. Jacksonville held Louisville scoreless until the fourth inning, but the Jumbo Shrimp, they broke out their lead even bigger in the top of the third inning. Started off with a second double of the game for Jacob Marcy. He stole third, and scored 2 batters later on a sac fly from Javier Sanoja to make it 2-0. In the following at-bat, Davison De Los Santos blasted his 9th home run of the season, his minor league baseball leading 37th big fly of the year to give Jacksonville a 3-0 lead. That was all before the Louisville Bats. They got their bats going quickly in the bottom of the 4th inning. Levi Jordan drew a walk, and Edwin Rios smacked his first home run of the game to make it a 1-run game, 3-2. 3 batters later, Joey Weimer singled with 2 outs. He then scored on an RBI double from Tucker Barnhart that evened the game at 3. Jacksonville broke the tie, though, in the top of the 5th inning. With 2 outs, Davison De Los Santos walked and scored on a triple from Nick Gordon. Jacksonville took the lead 4-3, and Will Banfield followed with an RBI single to make it 5-3 Jacksonville. But the Bats, they started their climb back slowly but surely. They chipped slowly off the lead in the bottom of the 5th inning. Bubba Thompson single. He stole second and went to third on a ground ball by Jacob Herdebees in the top of the order. And then Levi Jordan smacked an RBI base hit, pulling Louisville to within 1-5-4. In the 6th inning, the Bats scored again. A leadoff single by P.J. Higgins. He was thrown out at second as Joey Weimer reached on a fielder's choice. Tucker Barnhart walked, and Weimer stole third. With runners at the corners, Eric Gonzalez grounded out 6-3, allowing Weimer to score the tying run. So tied at 5, Jacksonville and Louisville traded scoreless frames in the 7th and 8th. After Zach Maxwell threw a scoreless top of the 9th inning, though he escaped, he stranded the bases loaded for the Jumbo Shrimp, and that would come back to haunt them, as with 1 out, Edwin Rios blasted his 2nd home run of the game off Elvis Alvarado with 1 out in the bottom of the 9th inning, sealing Louisville's 2nd win this series. Taking a look around the International League, is how this game happened in 2 hours and 38 minutes. Got a little bit more updates for everyone as a few more finals. Charlotte and Norfolk, the Knights, take home a 5-3 win. Top of the 9th, Worcester 12, Rochester 10. A final in game 1 of the doubleheader between Memphis and Omaha. The Redbirds won 3-1 in game 1. Top of the 4th, Redbirds and Omaha Storm Chasers are tied at 1. This game just going final, the Woo Sox and the Red Wings. The Woo Sox take a 13-10 win in Rochester. Top of the 4th again, Memphis in game 2 of their doubleheader. They're tied at 1 with the Storm Chasers at AutoZone Park. A shutout win for the Bisons over the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs, 8-0. Top of the 9th, Columbus and Durham still tied at 2. Bottom of the 8th, Toledo leads 3-2 over Indianapolis. Heading to the 9th inning, Scranton-Wilkes-Barre leading 10-5 over Syracuse. Top of the seventh, Gwinnett leads 2-1 over Nashville. And in the top of the fifth, the St. Paul Saints lead at home 3-2 over the Iowa Cubs. We're back tomorrow, Jacksonville and Louisville, but it's a little bit later of a first pitch. It's 7:15 tomorrow, September 6th. Jeff Lindgren is on the hill for Jacksonville. He's 0-1 with an 8.87 ERA. He's matching up against Brandon Liebrand, who's 3-4 with a 4.46 ERA. Back on ESPN 690 tomorrow, 7:15 Friday, 7:15 Saturday, a 7 o'clock Shrimp on Deck pregame show. Thanks to my broadcast partner, Scott Kornberg, and for the rest of us with the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, I am Matt Davis saying have a great rest of your Thursday night. We'll talk to you all tomorrow starting at 7 o'clock for Shrimp on Deck and a 7:15 first pitch between Jacksonville and Louisville on the Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS. Have a great night, everybody. Thanks again for tuning in to this edition of Jumbo Shrimp Baseball.